This is PFW in progress.
Is she looking at me now?
No.
How about now? Is she looking over here now?
No.
What about now? Is she looking now?
No, she's not looking at you, dude. Will you quit asking me if she's looking at you? She hasn't looked at you. Wait, she just looked.
See what I'm saying, man?
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
Ow! What the hell are you kicking me for? Fine, I'll ask her. You want me to ask her, ma'am? Where do the high school girls hang out around here?
Paul Perillo.
The scotch on the rocks. Please, any scotch will do. As long as it's not a blend, of course. Single malt. Glenlivet, Glenfiddich, perhaps, maybe the Glengow, any Glen.
And Andy. And Andy?
Look, we're going to spend half the night looking for this one party, and you're going to say it sucks, and we're all going to leave, and then we're going to go look for this other party. But all the parties and all the bars, they all suck. I spent half the night talking to some girl who's looking around the room to see if there's somebody else who's more important she should be talking to. And it's like I'm supposed to be all happy because she's wearing a backpack.
Andy Hart.
You know, and half of them are just nasty skanks who wouldn't be nothing except they're surrounded by a bunch of drunken, horny a**s. I'm not going to be one of those a**s.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
When you go up to talk to her, man, I don't want you to be the guy in the PG-13 movie everyone's really hoping makes it happen. I want you to be like the guy in the rated R movie, you know? The guy you're not sure whether or not you like yet. You're not sure where he's coming from, okay? You're a bad man. You're a bad man. You're a bad man.
FNG, Mike Parenti.
Your money? You know what else? You're a big winner tonight. I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want you to listen to me. Who's the big winner here tonight at the casino? Huh? Mikey, that's who. Mikey's the big winner. Mikey wins.
And you never know who else might stop by. PFW in progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
You know what, big boy? You're grown up. You're grown up. Yeah, I did that. Because you're grown up and you're grown up and you're grown up.
Now that's from what movie?
Oh, come on.
Sound of Music?
What?
Sound of Music.
What movie is that from?
Swingers.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, Fred.
Neither have I.
Fred,
I'm starting to think I haven't either.
What? Because you don't remember half the lines?
I don't remember any of that
I don't know lines to that movie, but
I thought I had.
I know
Mike,
that's
Mike,
Swingers.
Can you save me here? Are you the only one
he
who
just said he hasn't seen it.
I really haven't seen it,
oh,
to be honest.
I've know
never
the movie.
Seen Swingers.
I've seen it.
Oh, here it is.
I just don't know the line.
Gary,
who's the guy in the movie?
The
John Favreau.
What
John
Favreau.
Oh, it's right. It's got the Vince really Vaughn like guy and the other guy.
Like Elf? Known as Vince Vaughn.
The Vince what Vaughn movie,
Elf?
Guy.
Elf. Elf's okay.
He directed that movie.
Oh, well, that changes my opinion.
It
then.
Should.
Sorry.
It's a terrific comedy, says Entertainment Weekly. And it's hip and funny, says the Los Angeles Times.
It's a movie for a generation.
Well, I like hip and funny.
It was hip and funny.
It's a movie for a generation. It's a movie of a generation.
Of a generation.
Yes.
What generation?
What generation would that be?
Gen Xers who turned into, you know,
late
20-30-year-olds.
Screw them. All right. Welcome to PFW in Progress. The gang's all here. Mike, Andy, Paul, Gary, Eric, two gender. They're all here.
You know what's not here?
Food. No food. Oh, well.
That damn Canadian
stiffed screwed. Us. We got screwed out of free lunch.
Yeah, blame Canada.
Some guy said he was going to buy food and he never did.
This week's going to end on a crappy
note. Never trust
a
Canadian.
Right,
all right. Well,
I don't trust that lies. A. Why are they saying A all the time?
A.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Webradio@patriots.com, 508-543-7482. And I guess we have to start off by mentioning kind of shocking news I got when I got in this morning. Gene Upshaw dead at 63. No one knew that I know of that he had pancreatic cancer. And I guess according to some reports, he didn't know until Sunday.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
That he had pancreatic cancer, and
what day is
it was downhill from there.
Thursday.
So,
wow.
You know, really a big surprise to everyone. And, it, you know, besides being an awful bit of news, it creates a big vacuum now because negotiations have to go on sooner or later for the upcoming end of the collective bargaining agreement. So I'm sure there's a big scramble right now to see who's going to fill in for a guy who's really been – the guy for, what, the last 20 years?
20 plus years.
Yeah.
But is it really a scramble, Fred? Because there's been a movement afoot to try to get him
It might actually
replaced.
Unify the players.
So well, there might already those chips might already
yeah,
have.
But see, what happens is that's true. But you've never – the guy who's going to succeed him has never emerged. You got a Kevin Maway, Troy Vincent. Troy Vincent's been a guy who was kind of against Gene Upshaw. Kevin Maway has been for him. So who is now that guy that's going to be it? I don't know. And you have to establish that soon because, you know, if you're on the league side, who are we negotiating with? Who is – and they want to get to know this person. And the longer that spot doesn't get filled, the tougher it's going to be. And like Mike Florio wrote this morning, you can probably look forward to that uncapped year in 2010 now.
Well, it's still a ways away.
I don't think that's accurate.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I don't know. I mean, who are we negotiating with? That's who I'm asking if I'm Roger Goodell.
Right, well, I'm sure that
somebody's going to, you know, it's going to get resolved by somebody.
And
should
before 2010,
right. To get resolved, the more chance that
what is the most time you think it could take to get resolved?
A year.
And you think that's going to make it an uncapped year after that?
It could, because then the negotiations start.
You know what? Actually, I think this will make them resolve it sooner, because I think if Upshur were still alive, I think he would try to fight it. And anyone who would emerge, he would try to campaign against them or whatever. Now there's no opposition.
Right.
I think this makes it much easier to get somebody new
to
step in.
Unless there's faction within the union
itself.
Minutes.
I'm going to make it 8 minutes.
You know, you're assuming
without
that,
saying something disrespectful. This only speeds the process up.
Well,
right? He was part of the problem.
You're assuming that
he was part of the problem.
You're assuming that there's no faction within the union itself, which we don't know is true. Secondly, you know, what is it? Is he on the side of management or not? Because a lot of people criticize him for being in the pocket of the league. So the next guy's going to come in and try to be Mr. Tough Guy to show that he's not like Gene Upshur, and that's not going to speed up the process. So,
but I think the problem was he wasn't working on behalf of the players, and I think the players would be happier to compromise with the owners if they are confident that the guy that is doing the compromising is working for them.
Right.
I don't think they had that confidence with Gene Upshur.
All right, well, we'll see.
I think they had lost that confidence.
But, I mean, why would you jump automatically to uncapped year? I mean, there's a lot of time.
I mean, based on what we've been told, it's almost no chance of that.
And it's not like you start from scratch the second the guy comes. The issues have been on the table for a while now. They negotiated them, thought they had a deal once. They've backtracked now a little bit in terms of how that played out. But
again, it all depends on if this does or doesn't cause factions within the union itself. Like, I want this guy. No, I want that guy. And it's the same thing with the owners. The owners had their own problems with their own – how do they share the revenue amongst themselves? That was slowing things up. Now what will surface is whether or not the union itself has its own problems. We don't know.
Right.
We'll
find
out.
But
we'll find out.
Yeah.
Either way, they're going to figure that out, I would think, and there's going to be a replacement.
All right, so that's the big news today coming out of the NFL. And if we want to talk about that, we can at webradiopatriots.com. Also, Patriots news. Guys, what's going on? Today was not a day for Belichick access. Or player availability. This is sort of like a Saturday if we were in the regular season. This would be considered a Saturday.
Those are my favorite parts of these weeks when Bill comes out and tells us, today is kind of like a Friday. I love those. The way he handles that just makes me laugh. Like every single time he does it, kind of like you told us if yesterday was kind of like a Thursday, we probably figured out today was kind of like a Friday.
How about the fact for this particular week, how many times has he
short
explained
week?
That it's a short week?
Oh, God. Mr. Poo-Poo, the short week, because every short week has a long week, has really fallen into back-to-back short weeks.
Kind of feels like we just got back. Well, yeah, actually, we did. It's a short week.
He's been funny of late.
He's been very good. Very good to deal with
comedic
so far
genius.
In training camp.
So what news do we have to share with people prior to this third preseason game tomorrow night?
Tom Brady practiced.
No, we have a signing, too, don't we?
We do.
Mike Flynn?
According to Mike Greece.
Oh, so who's gone?
Mike Flynn? I don't know yet.
Offensive
lineman from the University of Maine.
Yeah. Like Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then with every short week's a long week. With every long week's a short week.
There you go.
Yeah, Tom Brady did practice, though.
Yep.
Sorry, I wanted to lead with Tom Brady. You wanted to lead
with
Mike
Flynn.
That 65
journalistic integrity right there.
What?
Could this mean that Jerk Wellborn got cut?
Well, I'm wondering if it means Steven Sene got cut, which would be bad.
Then Jerk Wellborn would really screw me on many levels.
Right. But
he is screwing you all week, isn't he?
I don't want to speculate. I have no idea who's – there hasn't been announced officially, and I have no idea who's been released. So,
but Bill told Sene, Steve,
here.
Glad to have you here. Learn the playbook.
That Steve, was his give first me your playbook. Impressions of Bill Belichick. Nice to meet you.
So we don't know if Brady practicing yesterday means
anything.
He's going to play
probably
or not.
Anything, really.
Well, I would like to know if he actually practiced, too. And I don't think
or just stretched.
That. You know, he might have just been available for the media window and kind of stood around and didn't do much.
Yep.
I'd like to know if he took part in the whole.
You know what I think is a good argument, Fred, and I'm going to write about it today on the update, is does he really need to play at all in the preseason? Because I go back to Deion Branch back in 05. They sat him out the entire preseason because he had that injury-plagued season in 04, set career highs across the board. Last year, Randy Moss doesn't play at all in the preseason, sets an NFL record for touchdown catches. Mm-hmm. So does Tom Brady really need to play? Is that position more important because of the effect it has on the other players?
Mm-hmm.
See, opposed to a wide receiver who's just on his own and doesn't really affect the rest of the team by not playing, I think Brady possibly affects it more if he sits out the entire preseason than somebody else.
Particularly when your offensive line is being juggled at the same time. Does it really matter if Brady's there right now?
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because he might not have been able to get an accurate performance based on that. You know, having to run around, dodge, you know, defensive linemen and whatever. So I think
he might have a couple of new targets this year that he's going to use more than he had in the past. So maybe there needs to be some timing developed if they can't do that in practice.
You know what? After what he did last year with his new targets, I'm not really worried.
Well, those are better targets, though.
They are. But
Turned him into a player. I mean, I think we've seen
I'd rather he sit out,
take chicken poo, and make it chicken
if
salad.
If he's not 100%, like we talked about on the last show, I agree, sit him out. But if he can play, then maybe a series of two would hurt.
Tomorrow.
No, I don't think he will either.
I think it's funny that, again, we cannot cut ties with Manning and Brady. They do everything together. They win Super Bowls, lose Super Bowls.
It is very funny.
The touchdown record, and now they're sitting out the preseason together.
But you know what? At this point, I would rather see him not play the preseason because I'd rather get Castle Gutierrez more time to try to sort that out as well.
Yeah, there's more uncertainty there than there is.
Right, it's the third preseason game. You would think he's going to play at least a half. I would say give them all the shot that they can to prove that one of them has – you know, what it takes to back him up.
So you tell me poor Matt Castle's got to endure another half of football getting ripped by commentators and Don Crickey making fun of him.
What do you think about
Crickey
that?
Make fun of him?
Nobody might.
You know, Matt Castle had something to say about that a little
bit.
Tom Brady had something to say on Monday about that a little bit. Were the NFL Network guys a little bit too harsh on him?
I take what Brady says with a grain of salt because I don't think he'd rip a teammate.
Right.
But as far as Castle first saying, I don't read that stuff, then he really responded to the NFL Network stuff specifically.
Right.
So obviously he had heard of it in some light, but I think they were a little too harsh. I talked about it last time. I thought he got dumped on really unjustifiably for what I thought was a pretty decent performance on Sunday.
Well, we all said it was a little bit better than the game before. Yeah. So he
it's a lot better than the game before.
Yeah, no. I don't want to make it out to be that he was a star or anything, but I thought he was fine. And I thought that Bill's reaction to the game was, you know, led me to believe that he thought it was fine, too. Now, I know that Bill doesn't throw his players under the bus, and he's not going to make them look like they went out there and they stumbled all over the place. But I got the impression – I mean, I think we've been around Bill long enough now to kind of get a read on – how he felt. I got a read after the game that he didn't feel like that
I think for us, what gave us the bad impression of his game at first was that
first pass
almost got intercepted. You know, so you're thinking about that throughout that, oh, God, here we go again.
But the last nine were fine.
Yeah. And like we said, he had at least two or three drops that would have, you know, up. He was 6 for 10.
Right.
He should have been at least 8 for 10.
I should have been 9 for 10,
right.
I think.
But, that said,
that's
debatable. I agree with Shannon Sharp, or whichever Sharp it was.
Sterling.
I didn't see it, but in his quotes defending what he said, I mean, that's what he's paid to do, is give an opinion. The offense wasn't moving, and he gave an opinion. Whether it's right or wrong. That's what he's paid to do. It's like when Mark Schlereth was getting ripped for having an opinion on Spygate. It's like, that's what he's paid to do.
No, I don't think anybody's arguing that. We're just arguing.
You don't have an opinion. You end up being Joe Morgan when you say, see, here, ground ball to short, and he throws to first.
That was a change.
Oh, thanks.
I think that Sterling Sharp is changing the argument. No one's sitting here coming at him for having opinions. I think people are questioning his opinion.
I thought he was being criticized for being too critical.
No.
I think that based on the performance, I think
Brady cried about his quarterback brother.
The too critical part means I disagree with your opinion. I think you were too critical.
And he turned it into an argument. Well, I have my opinions. Well, no kidding, you have your opinion. We know that. That's what you paid for. But the problem I had with the negativity was, and I saw the text of it was in the Boston Herald yesterday.
Yeah.
After the very first pass that Fred just talked about, was when he was the most critical. One play, and he said that they're going to yank him for put Kevin O'Connell in the game. After one play. I'm sorry, that's not objective criticism.
I think
that's just wrong.
That's just, you know, reactionary wacko stuff. That to me was over the line. One pass play, he wants to put the third string quarterback in.
Now, to be fair, none Bill of us put Brady back in last year.
None of us heard the comments live because we were in the press box, obviously. But and I've never been a Sterling Sharp apologist. But reading the text of what he said.
He's kind of a blowhard.
He is kind of a blowhard, but reading the text of what he said and then the interview he had, the one-on-one he had with the Herald, it sounded like he was saying that his criticism was a built-up frustration over the 3 previous years that Castle's been here. Now he's in his fourth, and he's saying at this point in his career, he should be better than the rookie and the guy with little experience who he's fighting for the job against. And you know what? I got to say, I don't think that's too harsh a criticism at this point.
Well, that's what we're saying.
I think he is better than those guys, though.
And if anybody doesn't think he is, I don't know what they're watching. I mean,
right,
if you're watching what Kevin O'Connell's done the last 2 games and watch what Gutierrez and Castle have done, and you don't think that Gutierrez and Castle are light years ahead, then I don't know what anyone's watching.
We don't want to compare him to a first-year quarterback or Gutierrez. We want to compare him to other guys who have been in the league for 4 years that are backups. And, you know, unfortunately, he's got a guy like Brady, who might be the best ever, that, you know, there's such a huge drop, it just hurts him.
Well, you know what part of it is, too?
That's the biggest thing. Andy said that on Tuesday.
You know what part of it is, too? The criticism always goes back to the fact that if Brady goes down, the team is screwed. We get that anyway. That's regardless of how Castle plays in a preseason game. If Brady goes down, the team is close to finished, if not finished. So it really doesn't, to me, tie in with the criticism of a game-by-game performance. We know the team sucks if Brady's not out there, regardless of what Castle does.
Well,
I don't think that's a
to be fair,
it's not part of the criticism anymore. Just take it game by game and what he does.
To be fair, to play devil's advocate for Castle here, people were saying the exact same thing before Brady went into that Jets game in 2001.
Absolutely,
they said, "Oh, Bledsoe goes down, this season's over. This team's not winning anything.
Absolutely,
this team is awful." And look what happened.
But we had never even seen Brady play even hardly in, well, we saw him a little in preseason. And
right.
He had, you know,
and, you know, wasn't lighting up the world, was
we've
he?
We've been seeing preseason games from Castle for a number of years now.
But,
it's
really hard to.
This is the fourth preseason that you've seen Castle.
Yeah.
Brady had only had 2 preseasons then.
Well, right. the one difference, too, is Brady's in his prime and Bledsoe wasn't in his prime at that point. So I think there's a slight difference, too. Yeah. There's more of a chance for a young upstart to do something better than there is.
Yeah, bigger
the calls for Bledsoe to go had started long before that
absolutely
season, you know.
Well, Bledsoe was in his ninth year at that point, wasn't he?
But I mean, was in his this isn't a shot at Drew. It's just
no. It's
Fred's right. Tom Brady's going to go down as one of the greatest ever.
The drop off between Brady and
Bledsoe was very good at points of his career.
Much bigger than Bledsoe in a backup. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Bledsoe at his best was not, the drop off wasn't as big as it is now with Brady. I mean,
but,
it's
you know,
not.
That was really good.
You know,
in junior
fans will
too.
Say, and
maybe then
maybe
it was
rightfully
a big
so, they'll look at the Colts and they'll say, well, you know, Peyton is one of the best ever, but Jim Sorgi can go in there
but he can't.
And perform.
He
what has Jim Sorgi done?
I've seen him go in and
he's never played, Fred.
He's
never done anything in the league. He's never even started a game.
No, he's never
they
started
are equally
a game.
Screwed
but
if Manning
right.
goes down.
Same story. Again, tied together. They don't have a backup together.
They don't have anybody. Sorgi is not good.
I don't know if he's good. To be honest,
I didn't think it was that great at Wisconsin.
Now his numbers are better.
Wow,
than
you
Castle's.
Watch a lot of Wisconsin games.
I saw some Wisconsin games.
Right. I mean, his numbers are better than Castle's.
Yeah,
But I don't think he's ever played any meaningful snaps.
No,
just
he hasn't.
Like Castle's never played any meaningful snaps
ever
in high school, college.
That's the thing that I also, Fred, you said you got to compare him to guys of similar experience. Well, there's not really anyone out. I mean, he's sort of a one of a kind rarity. He
very
didn't
few
play
backups
in college.
Didn't play in college.
He's
right.
Stephen Neal,
right?
Except he got to practice with the team
every day. Yeah,
he didn't wrestle.
Yeah.
He could put his pads on.
Right. He knew where the field was.
Right. Gutierrez really isn't a bad comparison because he really only played that 1 year at a low level too.
Right. But he still had a year.
But he had a year.
I assume we're going to see a lot of Gutierrez on tomorrow.
Goose!
I have no idea.
He's got a bruise.
I'm just assuming, but
yeah,
bruise shoulder.
Brady's not going to play. Can it be the whole Matt Castle show again? How much more do they need to put him out there and actually evaluate the other quarterbacks?
I don't know.
I don't have the answers.
At this point, I think he needs every snap he can get.
I need food.
They all do.
If he's
going to
be the
lunch.
Number two, I think he needs to get every. I mean, especially since
he's
he
number
has
two
play.
Already.
Len LaPadula says after the first preseason game, I was ready to give up on Matt.
Names.
But after the second game, I was rethinking. Yeah, he threw what should have been an interception on his first throw, but didn't Brady do that once? After that, he threw 9 more passes that should have all been completed. They were all for short yardage, but he took what the defense gave him under an aggressive blitz scheme without turning the ball over. The fumble was clearly not his fault. I saw him reading the defense and making adjustments before the snap. I think the only thing he lacks is experience. It seems like if he had a couple real games under his belt, he'd be fine. not Brady, but probably as good as any other backup available to the Patriots at this time. It just seems like the media are trying to get Pats fans to panic way too soon. I'm much more concerned about the cornerback and the O-line in depth than inside linebacker.
I agree with that.
I think as in terms of what are you concerned about, backup quarterback isn't up there on the list.
Let me ask you this, too. If you know, a lot of people talk about the backup quarterbacks, and a lot of teams have pretty good situations at backup quarterback, guys like Damon Heward. Do you think it's worth it to have a guy like that making $2 or $3 million a year on the Patriots? Would people rather have that and maybe have less resources somewhere else?
I think it depends on if you have a shot to win that year, then I would have somebody who can fill in. If you are rebuilding, I would not.
I would absolutely, in a vacuum, I would feel better with Damon Heward as the backup than Matt Castle, but I'm not sure I would feel better with him making $3 million.
The older Brady gets, I think you need that.
Well, I just think in general,
that's
for as long as you're going to compete for a title and two games could really swing your season,
that's what I'm saying.
I'd like to have Damon Heward to turn to. To me, that's worth whatever I need to invest within reason in that spot.
I don't think you're wrong. I just brought it up as a question.
How many good teams have good backups? Usually the teams that have good backups, it's a guy that's competing for a starter.
Yeah. It's usually two mediocre quarterbacks.
Right.
Not one great one.
Like Ben Roethlisberger, who's his backup?
Charlie Batch. He's hurt now, so it's Leftwich, I think.
Well, Giants are working with David Carr.
I said teams with good quarterbacks.
Sorry, I must have missed that Super Bowl.
I was trying to go through the elite quarterbacks.
To me, there's only two.
No, but I'm just saying top few.
Now,
top 10?
But if you're going to go to the playoff teams.
Your boy might make it.
If you're going to go to the playoff teams, and you got the Giants as an example, I think the Titans are an example with Vince Young and Kerry Collins. But now, obviously, Vince Young is not at that level.
Right.
No.
The Chargers with Billy Volek behind Philip Rivers, I think that's an example.
That's a good situation.
That's a pretty good situation. Again, Volek makes decent money. So
I'd pay somebody.
That's where you have to kind of weigh them.
If you have like a 2-year window, I would pay the money to have a very good backup.
But I would even do it with an 8-year window. Whatever my window is, if I know pretty confidently I'm competing for a title, I would want a good backup because
I probably would agree with you.
Plus it plays into my whole theory that the cap is meaningless and you can fit whatever you need to fit under there.
Oh. Yeah, because if you're a team that's competing and it all rides on your quarterback, if you have someone
right
behind him who can step in, you don't feel like, the season's
it's
over.
It's virtually the only position in football that you're done if you got nothing. Any other position, I feel like Bill can scheme, can make things work on a good championship team for a couple weeks, whatever. But your quarterback is
yeah, you put Archel Hawkins at safety and Michael Stone at safety. You can get by with that.
But anything. Russ Hochstein at guard or center.
Quarterback.
I just wonder how
Mike
much
Wright
of a difference.
At end.
Yeah. I wonder how much of a difference in a disaster there would be between one of these journeyman guys who's not quite good enough, like the Hewards and of the world, and the guys with no experience that we're talking about, like Sorgi and Castle. I wonder how much of a difference there is.
I'd much rather.
Because I don't think that they would win a lot of games with Damon Heward. I mean, I know a lot of people think they would go 12-4 if Damon Heward was the quarterback for a whole year. I'm not one of them.
Not now. Maybe like 3 years ago.
I'm not one of them.
See,
I think
now he can still go 2-0 over a two-game stretch, not the two toughest games of the season.
I was going to say, if you have to be like
San Fran and Oakland.
No, I'm just saying in general, like the AFC East, if he had to play two games in the East, I'm confident with him leading the team.
You'd be handing off all day. That's why
I'm not that confident if we're at the Meadowlands or something.
I would be. I think Damon Heward's pretty.
I just think Brady is as great as he is still somewhat underrated. I think people just think he can plug someone in and win. I think he's responsible more than any other person for a lot of their wins.
Nalita writes in. He says, given the performance of the Pats' backup QBs the past two games, I feel they really have to address the situation. I've looked at the free agents out there, and I noticed that Dante Culpepper is available. He used to be a franchise quarterback, and he had a monster season in 04, but has since fallen back to earth. Still, he'd be better than Castle, Gutierrez, or O'Connell. Back when Pennington was available, you guys said he played with Moss in college. Well, Culpepper played with Moss with the Vikings and was the likely reason for Culpepper's success there. I then wondered whether he sees himself as a starter or if he's willing to be a backup until I saw that the Steelers offered him a contract to be Roethlisberger's backup. I heard that he considered it until they gave the job to Leftwich. Why won't the Pats go after this guy or anyone else in the market? And how odd do you think that the two best teams in the NFL, the Patriots and the Colts, don't have decent backups for the top two QBs in the NFL?
I don't think Culpepper can get out of his own way.
I don't have an answer for the last question, but Dante Culpepper, I mean, first of all, to suggest that Randy Moss's success was due to him based on what's happened to Culpepper since Moss has left, to me, is somewhat
No, I think
silly.
He was suggesting that Moss helped Culpepper. No? Or did I hear that wrong?
I just think he was suggesting.
Oh, whatever the case is. I heard it the other way around.
I thought he was just suggesting a comfort level between a receiver and a quarterback.
That would take a lot of money to bring
Culpepper. I just think he stinks.
I think he's done.
Yeah. He can't run an offense.
I liked Culpepper a lot. I thought the Miami thing, if he was, you know, when they did that, I was, kind of concerned about that move in the AFC East when Miami made that move, not realizing just how bad of shape he was in physically. I made the dumb assumption that Miami actually looked into it before they made the deal, and obviously I was wrong, and that's what led to the whole Nick Saban fiasco. But Culpepper hasn't done a thing in 2 years, two and a half years.
He hasn't done anything since he hasn't played with Moss, right?
That's true, too. From a health standpoint,
which is why
he just,
I said anybody that
concern.
Says that Moss's success had anything to do with the quarterback.
No, but I think Culpepper's success had everything
to do entirely
with Moss.
Related
so
to
that,
Moss.
So that point that the emailer makes is not a bad one, you know?
Yeah.
Did I mishear that whole thing?
What's that?
Did I mishear that whole thing?
I thought he was saying that Moss helped Culpepper.
That's what I thought, too.
Can you read that again?
No, he was saying before that they were saying how Pennington played with Moss, and that helped Pennington.
Right,
but also
that's my point. He
Culpepper
said
played
Moss
with
helped
Moss.
Culpepper.
Yeah.
So maybe I misheard it then. I thought he was giving Culpepper the credit. Culpepper can't play. I
mean, if he doesn't have any knees left, it doesn't matter if Moss is running 40-yard routes. It doesn't make a difference.
Culpepper is not a better option right now than Matt Castle.
What?
He's actually a worse option because Culpepper fumbles all the time, can't run an offense. At least Castle can hold on to the ball somewhat and look. If you're looking for a manager as a backup quarterback, Castle's closer to the manager than Dante Culpepper is or ever was.
Okay. Swingers, about the Swingers movie, Strippers says, when I got
Strippers
divorced, I
Swingers.
Watched Swingers 10 times in 1 week and hit the ground running with the girlies. So what is it, teach you how to pick up girls? Is that what the movie is?
I don't know.
The basic plot of the movie. Picking There's this one character who...
And you've seen it? Did you fall asleep before the end or something?
That is pretty good.
I really did.
That is really good.
God bless you, Andy.
It's not about picking up girls.
Oh, it isn't.
It's about getting over. It was one guy getting over a girl, and the rest of the guys kept partying.
They're trying to teach him how to pick up the new one afterwards.
Was it Vince Vaughn's first movie or something like that?
No.
His first,
one of
like,
the first.
Recognizable.
First
movies,
it might have been one of his first.
It launched
roles.
Him.
It launched him.
Yeah. He was in Rudy.
Vince Vaughn's in Rudy?
No.
Vince Vaughn was in Rudy?
No.
He was one of the players.
Really?
I didn't know that.
That's
Wasn't
a good
the other guy in Rudy,
question.
Too, though? The other guy,
yeah, John Favreau, was on.
Who's the Wild Man now?
Yeah.
That's him, right?
Yeah.
Good times.
Bebop.
All right, webradio@patriots.com.
D-Bob.
We got a lot of emails and some news from James at pfwinprogress.com. So when we get back, we'll talk about that.
The Revolution have been on fire all season long. This summer, don't miss out on the hottest ticket in town. Saturday, August 30th, international superstar and worldwide soccer icon David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy take on the New England Revolution at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. It's the Galaxy's only trip to New England this year, and your only chance to see David Beckham. This game sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Get your tickets today. Limited tickets are available to the year's most anticipated match. Start at just $27 and are on sale now. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS. Ticketmaster at 617-931-2222. Or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh, my goodness! Are you kidding
me? Revolution.
Taylor on the turn, takes a touch, and buries it! 1-0 Revs! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet. The Revs have the lead.
Taylor Twellman just made 30,000 plus here at Gillette Stadium. Very happy.
2008 New England Revolution gear is here at the Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place. Located right next to Gillette Stadium, the Revolution Pro Shop has all of the official Revolution merchandise you'll ever need. Get the new 2008 home and away jerseys with name and number of your favorite player, or have one customized with your own name and number. Jackets, sweatshirts, hats, tees, and much more. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants, the Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open 7 days a week and always available online at www.revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, welcome. We're here. It is Saturday, April 26th, and finally, draft day is here. And this, of course, is PFW in Progress's draft extravaganza.
Now, Andy Hart breaks down the NFL draft.
Yep. Mendenhall.
One.
It's Mendenhall.
Two.
Mendenhall.
Three.
Rod. Mendenhall.
Four.
Rashard Mendenhall available.
Five.
I'm going Rashard Mendenhall.
10.
Rashard Mendenhall.
17.
Arizona could get Mendenhall.
18.
Rashard Mendenhall.
23.
Pittsburgh, Mendenhall.
27.
Mendenhall, and I can root for the Steelers with Roethlisberger and Mendenhall.
29.
Lima Swede to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Select Rashard Mendenhall.
Sorry, but the Patriots became the second best team in the AFC right then. Mendenhall is ridiculous here.
Yeah, Eric, and you're supposed to be the gay one.
Who's on the clock?
By the way, I lost interest once Mendenhall got drafted.
All right, back here at PFW in Progress. On the phone right now is Mike and Sharon. I thought it was John in L.A. That's why we didn't get to him right away. But it's Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Fred. My thoughts on who's getting cut because of our new signing or reported new signing would be Dan Connolly. He's taken way too many laps in camp and, you know, had that poor snap in the game against the, what the heck did we play?
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, so I think he's done. I think the coaches have had it with him, unless there's another injury on the line.
Okay, it's a possibility. Yeah. Well, there is an injury. Billy Yates got banged up at the end of that Tampa game on kick return.
I wonder if he's on IR.
Oh, again? That'd be sad. But, Dan Connolly's certainly not going to make the team.
No.
So at whatever point I see release Dan Connolly, it won't be a surprise.
Yeah. Not distinguish himself well on Sunday.
No.
Although that snap was Castle's fault, apparently, to some people. Should have jumped 40 feet in the air. Sterling Sharp said he didn't have any confidence. That's why he didn't catch it.
Unless that's not Shaquille O'Neal up there, that ball's gone.
Hey, Mike, more importantly, how'd you do on that economics exam?
It was an international accounting exam. But I have a question for Fred.
How'd you do?
Oh, I did okay.
Yeah.
Fred,
yes.
Enough
can
of
I
your
meet
nonsense,
you on the
Andy.
Red level during halftime this game and have you sign my PFW in Progress shirt?
Red level at halftime of the game. I suppose, yeah, I can do that. You're going to be in the club?
Well, I'll be in my dad's office suite.
Dad? Ooh.
Excuse us.
I suppose I could go
out.
If you allow me to enter. Sure.
Mike, do we not treat you well enough? Maybe we need to change that. Tell us more about this suite.
What is this suite?
Is there food
my
in the suite?
My dad's office is suite. It's not my suite. I wish it was. I wish I had his money because I don't get to spend my money.
So bump him off.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to.
He's considering it. Yeah, we already signed it for him.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
we'll
I
see
wanted
you.
To thank you guys for that. I tried to do it surreptitiously so you wouldn't get the Brian Lowe treatment.
Well done. You did. You pulled that off. We were
Eric,
able to
what
do
does surreptitiously
it.
Mean?
Sneakily.
On the side.
Sneakily.
Sneakily.
Cool. All right, Mike.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. I'll see you on the game.
So, Fred, you are going to honor Mike by stepping away from your four boxes of popcorn and three pretzels and two cookies to go visit him
in
the
suite. Well, if I know exactly where he is, I can run right over there.
And plus, and he might have better food.
Yeah, that's true.
Boy, did he slap me around, though. So God forbid I call it an economics exam, whatever I say.
Speaking of that NFL Network telecast with Sterling Sharp, Chris with the TIAN writes in, we'll find out how – this is from Marshall Faulk, by the way. We'll find out how good of a coach Bill Belichick is this year. It's easy to coach a team next season that has won a Super Bowl the year before. Now he has to do it losing a Super Bowl the year before. He was actually serious. Sour
We're just
grapes.
Finding out now how good He's Belichick is. What
that's,
a moron.
That's idiotic.
And then Sterling Sharp says, did I just see Tampa Bay run up the middle of the defense against Seymour, Wilfork, and Warren? Did I just see that? No, Sterling. You saw Tampa Bay run up the middle against Steve Fifita, Kenny Smith, and the mighty Titus Adams.
Well, then you missed the first drive then.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. 17 plays.
Andy has some breaking news.
Patriots sign offensive lineman Mike Flynn. And release. Anybody want to throw out a quick name?
Steven Sané.
No.
Finally,
I don't really care as long as it wasn't him. Billy Yates on IR.
No. Cornerback Ade Jamoh.
Yeah, he sucked.
Gone.
Okay.
He was terrible.
But then we got that getting to know win last week.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Awful good. In practice. I remember one day in practice last week, he got beat by C.J. Jones twice. So I think
so
that's
he's
usually the death knell.
His string of having played in 69 career games alive by getting cut and no longer being asked to go to games.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Am I forgetting anything, Gary? No? No one's
just
on the
who's
line?
Buying lunch.
Now yeah, you really. Just assume you're forgetting.
James from PFW and Progress .com writes in. And by the way, T-shirts are available. We're running low on double XLs, but plenty of other sizes.
Oh, how many did you order?
Wow. I haven't taken any of them.
So... get your T-shirts on pfwinprogress.com. He says, I wanted to say Mike is a great addition to the team, but he still hasn't got any pins in the listener map. He'll have to do some self-promotion, but hopefully not in the manner of he who must not be named. Also, there's only a few spaces left in the fantasy football leagues, so whoever wants to join can do so by emailing me or leaving a message on the forums. Back to football. Who do you think will go into the season as number 12's backup? And any news on Seau?
Zolak?
He's around.
I still think Castle.
It's got to be Castle.
I stand alone.
Stand next to me. Not too close, but...
I don't know
the
answer. I just stand by my... I would have cut him last year, so I got to be consistent.
If they don't sign anybody, any veterans out there, it's going to have to be Castle.
I say we go with one. Just Brady.
Just wing it?
Yeah.
And as for Seau, I think we talked on the last show about what he said on the radio last week.
Right.
So he'll be back he'll at be some back. Point.
Doesn't look like
they
he's
all
like,
come
if
back.
He does come back, it'll be until the season starts, right?
Yeah.
He's running out of time now to get in before camp.
The end of August. That's where I'm putting
back.
It on.
Yeah. Okay.
When do I get my face on somebody's head there or somebody's body on that website?
I don't know. Somebody has to choose you, I guess. I don't know.
I thought that was James's job, isn't it?
No, somebody has to pick you as they like you.
No.
Who's
I mean,
the guy
the
that
photos
you want?
Where they superimpose your face.
That's another guy. That's Josh.
Put him on Jeter.
What happened
to
our little guys here?
No, it's not
that's
a James. Friggin' baseball.
The little things on the table
football.
That had
my blood cell.
I'm not talking about
gone
for at least a month.
EI's coming in now, so he has to make it look like a real studio.
That's the point I was getting at, Fred.
Right.
They've been gone for a month.
Right.
Why?
He tosses us aside when the big boys come.
Right.
You know.
Well,
we know
this studio is on television on Monday, so
we'll see what happens.
So all the more reason to promote ourselves, right?
And it's flat on the table. How are you going to see it?
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't gotten into the self promotion game. That usually
those guys are in our house. They have to live with
point.
Our stuff.
Steps right
I'll
on
get
it.
There eventually.
Our house
steps right on it.
I know.
Unbelievable.
What was your line? I'm sorry,
nothing.
Freddie. You took that thing off day one.
What took what off?
The picture.
Oh, by the way, if we do film in here, we got to get these. Do we have other flags besides EEI?
We got Eric. Oh, yes.
That's flags.
What are they called?
We're not allowed to take them off.
Mike flags.
Mike
right?
Other guys use
Mike
the studio.
Flag.
We're not allowed
I learned
to
that term last
off.
Year, actually.
What do you mean we're not allowed to take them off?
Other
we own
guys
the building.
Use the studio.
But if we were filming something in here, we would want to take them
but
off.
But Gary wouldn't.
He this is our damn them. Studio.
That's right.
We take off whatever we want.
That's right.
And we hang it up the hell we want on the walls,
take
too.
Take our clothes
Gary's
off
on the phone, but listening to
I'll do the show
us.
Topless if I feel like
right.
it.
Please don't.
Screw EI.
All right, webradio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482. Todd Porter has a poem, and it's about the rest of the people. the rest of the crew. Shall I read it?
Sure.
All right. It's not about you, Eric.
I know. He's pretty upset that you haven't read
it. I'm not going to read
it. Is it about the monkey?
And Todd still has the...
I think he's in there.
Todd and Chris are still going at it, but not with each other. Chris is very upset.
Very upset. Getting into fights with his wife at home because of the stress caused by Todd.
Now he took it home with him.
Now, Chris understands that he is a character on the show, and he doesn't mind it when people make fun of him, but he doesn't like it.
No, he does mind it.
No, his quote was, what happens in my next job if I'm interviewing and the guy's a PFW listener? He's going to think I suck because all you guys talk about is how much I suck.
And we told him, no, you're going to get the job because he's a PFW listener.
That's right.
And he understands the show, and he understands the
humor. He understands nothing.
Out of the fact that Fred calls him the best webmaster.
That's right.
One of them.
Chris has the sense of humor of a stone.
But he doesn't like being contacted directly. Ferreira sucks. Merry Christmas. He wants to keep that wall between him and everyone else.
He had no problems throwing me under the bus for a bad trivia question, though, didn't he?
Well, you know, you did get him into a lot of trouble.
How so?
By writing a bad question.
One guy asked a question.
What?
How did I get him in trouble?
You misworded the question.
I'm not the one that accused the guy who asked if the question was real of cheating.
Cheating.
But he just
how he got himself in trouble.
That just shows you how much he respects you and would assume that you would never make that kind of mistake.
No. He got in trouble by accusing the guy who questioned him of cheating.
Wow.
It's why no one, IT gets mad at Chris for emails. His tone in emails is very, very, like, it comes off different than he intends it, I think.
Chris, one of the best webmasters in the NFL.
See, there he
now he's
again.
Down to one of the best.
Oh, that's been that way for months
now.
Of course, when I wanted to read Mike's update yesterday, he told me to, just close your browser and start it up again. It'll be there.
Oh, well, it was, because you didn't have it for some reason.
So to readpatriots.com, just shut your internet off and come back later, hopefully.
All right.
Nice job, monkey.
So Todd's email, it starts off, the rest of the crew, they are behind the scenes, jealous because emailers provide the boys with cuisine.
Used to.
Gary Gardocki, he spells it, he's the man behind the glass, drop-ins, trips to Vegas and Hawaii, does everything first class, just got married and golfs on his honeymoon, gets mad at the guys when they don't arrive right at noon, chews tobacco, walks fast with a file in his hand. He doesn't have a boss, so he can never be canned. Dan Twogender, Mini Gary's his Nick, has a cult following for some reason. They love his shtick. Does very little work, from what I can tell. A Jufro and skinny, maybe a Tinkerbell? The guy in the pro shop, his phone never answers. He's in the bathroom again. Right. At Christmas, gray hoodies, not a one in stock. Instead, a creepy Randy Moss mask he tried to hawk. Chris Ferreira, the webmaster, Fred says he's the best on the job. No oil, my house is haunted. We heard him sob. The website's not working. Don't look at me. Getting his ass kicked in basketball, one arm push-up, I pay to see. He collects 4,000-year-old Ents. He bought them on eBay. So he's so whipped, he has to drive his wife around on the highway. He's a computer monkey with job. He might be a retard. If he would eat right and exercise, his blood pressure pills he would discard. He wooed his wife with a rock and roll tune. That woman runs his life. A man, what a poon. Akra and Baranski, what a couple of hotties. They seem very sweet, but deep down, I hope they are naughty.
Can I keep my breasts out of it?
You get that, Dan?
Mark tape there, Dan.
The paper not getting there. Contact Carol Hardy. Your mailman is stealing it. That's why it's tardy. Brian Maury in the hall at Patriot Place. He is stuck. If Fred wasn't so loyal, he would be delivering. He would be driving a delivery truck. That's all I can think. B-Low doesn't rate. Thank you all for your hard work. The best in the base state. There we go. Good.
That's all we get.
Nice shot at B-Low, huh? Wow.
I like shots at B-Low.
You do.
Doesn't even rate.
Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty harsh.
It's all right. Twice he hasn't rated because he didn't make the videos either that they put up. Remember? Christina Acker made the videos, but B-Low.
Well, it's hard to find pictures of him, stills.
What are you talking about? He's all over the internet.
No, stills.
Yeah, you can do a screen capture.
How do you think they got
control
Christine?
Print or something?
Executive Director of New Media has never heard of a screen capture.
Web radio at patriots.com.
How do you think they
the
got Lori and Christina?
I figured they have, Lori's all over with stills from the calendar and cheerleading stuff.
And Christina?
Christina also, you can get
Patriots
stills from
today,
her all
just the
over
way you
the
get Brian Lowe.
Yeah, but those pictures aren't from Patriots today. They're too clear. It's not a video still.
Some creepy Google search.
Yeah.
at 1 a.m.
She was with the, what was it, the Miami Hot Cats?
The Hot Cats.
The Carolina Top Cats?
Oh, something like that.
The Heat. But she was
the Heat. Miami Heat.
She was with the Heat Girls.
You've never heard of any professional team except for the Patriots?
The Heat Hot Cats.
She was a Heat dancer?
No, why would they be Hot Cats?
Who?
Oh, my God.
All right, on the phone right now is Anthony in Naples. Anthony, how you doing?
Anthony.
Anthony.
He was here 3 hours ago.
Went for nice job, Fred.
I didn't screw that up.
No, it was only like 3 minutes.
So why'd he hang up?
I don't know.
Maybe he had a business.
Maybe he's buying us lunch.
Maybe he had to call in a lunch order.
That'd be nice.
No one else did. Not even that loser in Canada.
Let's
Tugender called in over there or what?
No, because he didn't have anybody to pay for it.
Playing with himself
Tugender.
Over there.
Tugender.
With his Jew fro. Is that what they called it?
He's got the headphones on.
Come on, Tinkerbell. Get on the phone.
Pretending he's reading.
Oh, Tinkerbell.
Trying to
you don't do anything else, as even our listeners have noticed.
This person always says he's using his mother's email, but he never gives me his name. Anyway, he says, my dad and I had a great time at my first NFL game. I don't know if you already answered these questions because I can't listen live. One, Chad Jackson. I thought he looked better Sunday than he did in Foxborough against the Ravens. What are your opinions about how he played against Tampa?
Or it wouldn't take much to look better than he did against Baltimore. So he
CJ Jones
nice
looked
passes.
Better, too.
Yeah, I'm really not sure he did.
Yeah, I know.
No,
think
he had
so.
A couple of nice
he
catches.
He had a double yeah. catch on one.
Yeah, one he caught Ben, Dan Graham style, where he hit his hands up high and then cradled
I thought it was low. All right. He was fine. The least of their problems.
He's done nothing in camp.
Two, he's still got to make the team.
The defense, I thought they looked sluggish. Yeah. The only one who looked like he belonged in the NFL was Mayo.
Was that
what
when he was getting stiff-armed to the ground by Antonio
not on Sunday,
Bryant?
He didn't.
I thought he had a step back in his development. Of course, it's only two games.
Which is fine, because he's a rookie playing.
Who's right, he
game.
Should.
Whose development? Not, you know,
let's, I've been a little overboard like with the positives
yes,
of late.
Yes, you have. So
who's,
at least
whose development is a step behind?
He said the only guy that looked like he belonged on the field or something was Mayo. And he was on the field when Antonio Bryant put him there with one arm.
Fred, it's
he's a keeper, though. We still hired,
oh, yeah,
we still hired
yeah.
Gerard Mayo.
Kid's name is Caleb in Tampa.
Mayo. That's funny.
It's at the bottom of the email.
Way at the bottom.
It's generally where.
Not way at the yeah, bottom.
You know, generally where you sign it.
Below the large caps that said, don't read on air, the part that you read on the air.
Nice job, Fred. Are you trying to drive listeners away?
Frank, he doesn't listen live. So.
Maybe he's not allowed to use his mom's email, and maybe that's why he didn't want you to read it on the air.
His mom just lost her job. Great.
Frank from Christmas Old Hickory, Tennessee, originally from Stoner, Mass.
That's where whatchamacallit is, right?
What's that?
Old Hickory. Isn't that where
Tennessee?
Don't they brew something there? Or
oh, Jack Daniels?
Isn't that from there?
I'm not sure if it's Old Hickory. I don't think so.
If I'm not mistaken, we had this exact same conversation the last time this got emailed.
First of all, thank God and the baby Jesus, the season is right around the corner. Next, regarding the NFL Network comments about Castle and the Patriots-Tampa game, in my opinion, they actually perpetuate the hate the Patriots culture. Oh. Woodson Sharp, they display a certain glee.
I was having such a good preseason.
Paul, we don't need your remarks. Let the man talk. They display a certain glee when talking about the Patriots' preseason difficulties and especially the loss in the game that shall remain nameless. Their condescending views are probably fun for the rest of the league's fans, who enjoy spitting on the Patriots and take pleasure in reminding anyone who'll listen that they didn't complete the undefeated season. Well, here's hoping that regardless of the preseason, the Patriots play with a drive and a will to win unmatched throughout the rest of the league as they did last season. Unfinished business will be the battle cry this year, and expecting them to pick up where they left off last year is unrealistic. No matter who emerges as Brady's backup or fills out the secondary this season or the offensive line, the New England Patriots will field one of the most powerful teams in the NFL. So,
you know,
there you go.
Can I say something? You guys know there are a lot of things that piss me off, but nothing pisses me off more than when fans say, oh, this announcer hates my team. I don't like the tone of his voice making the call. Shut up.
No,
just shut the hell
up.
But
it is true
in the case of the Patriots,
you
shouldn't come to the show during the regular season.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure Marshall Faulk hates the Patriots and Bill Belichick.
Marshall Faulk,
well, that's
fine.
For personal reasons.
Right.
The vast majority or the exact opposite?
But don't tell me they're talking with glee about Matt Castle's struggles.
Right.
Were they throwing confetti and streamers and party favors?
I got to listen to Keyshawn Johnson and Chris Berman tell me, why are we even talking about this? We know they're going to be the number one seed in the AFC. The worst their record could possibly be is 13-3.
Oh, the ESPN hates the Patriots, though.
But they hate the
Patriots.
Yeah,
they hate the Patriots.
That's a quote.
It's like Joe Buck and Tim McCarver hate the Red Sox and the Yankees, according to each respective fan base.
Every team thinks the announcer is against them. I definitely thought the announcers were against my team always when I was listening to games.
Yeah.
I grew up.
And then I got a brain.
You grew up? Just now in the Celtics, I was convinced that that crew, Mike Breen for the Celtics, thought he wanted Detroit to win in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's just normal fan stuff. All fans think that way.
Wow.
I did too.
Patriots have a little bit more
reason to
evidence
you're,
that
you're
they
more
don't
obnoxious than ever on that topic.
Speaking of obnoxious, I just realized it's appropriate that Brady would take the preseason off because he took the spring off, so
it's not competing.
Just continue the trend.
JD writes
Silence.
In Paul, Fred, and Andy, the MFY fan, and is Eric still there? In Safeco Field, one of the saddest things to see is the banner of the Mariners have 416 wins. No AL pennant, no World Series pennant. I do not mind the AFC banners. See Red Sox with their AL pennants, but 16-0 just begs the question, move on.
No, AFC champs is why I want to have the 16-0 banner. That team didn't win the American League. They didn't win anything.
Right.
They won the American League West. That's it.
And it's not like they went 116-0.
Right. No.
No, I think the people that are think it's silly to have the 16-0 banner, I don't think they understand,
Eric,
really, you know, the achievement that it was. And they're not, you know, they don't put up AFC banners. I think that the perception here is that, no, you don't put up those types of banners. But this is a unique achievement, I think. And I think it's unique enough to be recognized that way.
I agree.
I'm on board.
I mean,
Eric's the only dissenter.
Eric thinks they should put it in a museum.
Eric's the only
party
pooper in the room.
That's why they're building this thing.
Yeah.
To commemorate special events like a 16-0 season.
What about Super Bowls? The museum's commemorating those, too.
Well, of course. That's part of it.
So you can't put those banners in the stadium?
No. All I'm saying is banners should be exclusively for championships.
Every time that door opens, I think food's coming.
Just so you know, 16-0 is more exclusive than the Super Bowls they won. It's never happened.
That's right.
People win a Super Bowl every year. So people go 16-0? Never.
I realize that. But when I go to another stadium or another basketball arena and I see things like...
But
you know,
no one's ever done this, Eric.
I realize
but
that,
that's your
Fred.
Problem, not the banner's problem. You see other banners like that in other stadiums and it bothers
and
you.
It bothers
you've
bother
never
everybody
seen
else.
A banner like this.
You know what
because
it is,
it's never happened.
But everybody knows that it should have been a 19-0 banner, not a 16, just a 16-0 banner. Everyone's going to still remember, hey, they didn't get it done that year.
Well, that's true. People will remember that.
And anytime I see a banner that doesn't say championship, like it says division champion or league champion or conference champion, that means you didn't win the whole thing. So don't bring attention to it.
But this is an individual. This is
what
not
a miserable human being.
You know what? It's pseudo-machoism. It's this whole, we're too tough for
nothing
that.
Nothing pseudo about it,
we're too cool.
Very good, Eric.
We're too cool to say that we're excited about winning just a conference championship. It has to be the whole thing or I'm not interested.
Yes.
This is normally an argument
it's
I would support, actually.
It's just
I would normally be on Eric's side, but
is.
For some reason, this is just too different to me. Because
it's 16-0. It's perfection. It's
but normally,
that's why I'm saying it's a great idea for the Hall of Fame.
Normally, I don't really buy into the whole loser mentality, like when the Red Sox held a parade in 99 for losing the ALCS. That's funny.
That's stupid. I think the parade for losing the ALCS Rolling. Is stupid.
Right. Rally. This is different, though.
But okay. Had they gone 167-0, they might have wanted to
see, I am with it. Eric. Let's not put up the division stuff.
We don't need AFC conference. I disagree with that.
You think they should
divisions are nothing. Yeah. Conference championships are special.
Okay. But there is going to be a big deal.
Going to the Super Bowl is a special thing.
There is going to be a big deal made in the Hall, right? Am I right? About the
16-0 season? I would imagine they'll put
probably a whole wing.
I would hope so.
No, it's not.
Actually, it's not. No.
I'm just being facetious, obviously.
It was going to be, obviously.
If they had finished the season. Yeah,
because if there was some kind of, I don't know.
That's the main reason why it's falling apart.
Fred doesn't have enough time to devote to put that whole wing together, and therefore some things had to go by the wayside.
Like our lunch.
There's only so much money and space in there. You know, you can't do everything.
Why not? When you get a trophy and a ring for it, I think you deserve to commemorate it. You don't get any trophies for winning divisions.
Okay. So that's your line. AFC
Maybe you should.
No. Maybe you should give the Bill Belichick AFC East trophy out.
Just like in baseball, teams put up American League champions.
But I think let's give division title trophies now.
Nah, that's ridiculous.
No. I like it. The value of everything.
People wanted to know where Bill Belichick was going to get a trophy because he's the greatest coach ever. Give him the AFC East trophy.
No, I think 16-0.
Well, according to Marshall Falk, North, we don't know how good he is yet.
It's pretty special. Yeah.
Bud Grant.
That AFC North was only around for like...
Chuck Knoll.
Yeah, sure. Chuck Knoll. The South.
Tony Dungy.
Sure, Tony Dungy. The West.
Mike Shanahan.
Wait a minute. Al Davis was great for a long time. Just because he's a senile old bastard now doesn't mean... Bill Belichick's going to be a senile old bastard in 30 years.
Shanahan.
Davis has been a fool.
And I'm not giving Shanahan anything because I don't like him.
No, why? Because he looks like a rat?
I'm going Al Davis.
Looks like Norman Bates.
You're on your own.
Or then give it to Madden.
He kind of does, actually.
Fred just had no interest in that. He just was looking at me with a blank stare.
Sean writes in, last Tuesday we were talking about the preseason games, how do you make them better, and one of our listeners said that you should have us or someone like us, like a scout, tailoring the game more to the hardcore fan who wants to get more in depth with the preseason. And Sean writes in, he says, finally finished listening to the second half of Tuesday's show. I effing love the idea of you guys being part of a preseason broadcast. I'd pick the channel with you guys as part of the broadcast crew over any other offering any day. I'd even pay a small amount, like $5, to see it pay-per-view. Just make sure it isn't only on Comcast as I use Verizon.
Effing right.
We'll put it on Patriots.com pay-per-view. We can do live TV on there, right?
I guess so.
Once again, the executive director of new media.
I don't think you can do live TV on the
Due to the latency of the internet, it won't really be live.
Right.
Yeah, can we start it like after the first drive? Is that considered live?
Let's see. Phil from Nova Scotia. The following is a typical PFW welcome. Welcome to the show, Mike. But dude, what's up with those eyebrows? Those suckers are huge. Those things would even look big on Andy's planetoid pumpkin.
Hey.
Wow, just wait until you hit your 40s and they really start to grow. It's too bad Paul doesn't have those eyebrows. He could use them as a comb over. Seriously,
let's see you work Eric into it now.
Good job so far, Mike. Hope you have a good first PFW season.
No one cares about Eric. They don't work him into jokes. They forgot he was still on the show. The one thing he feels passionately about, he could only talk for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, he ran out of gas.
Yeah.
It's not that I ran out of gas. It's that...
Really?
You were forming a good argument.
Yeah.
Just because we disagree with it means you have to get all mad?
This place, this building is about differing ideas. Bill Belichick loves it when his assistants bring up a new idea.
Absolutely.
So go.
Arthur says, I hate to say it, but I agree with Eric. The 16-0 banner should be in Patriots place, not in the stadium.
I would expect 95% of... our listeners, fans, in general, to agree with Eric on this.
From what I've read on the boards, it's about 50-50.
Really? I'm surprised with
about
that.
About 50-50.
I'm really surprised with that.
You know? So.
I just don't understand.
We're all very weak here because no food.
I'm out of gas.
This is ridiculous,
going in and out
by
of consciousness.
The way. This is absolutely ridiculous. It's 1 o'clock. We haven't even had a phone call.
We allowed Two Gender to set the lunches up for like a month, and he screwed them all up.
That's it.
What's he doing back there anyway?
Sniffing Gary. I don't know.
Oh, whoa.
That's real cute. Whoa. Real nice.
Stay classy.
Tough guy behind the glass.
Gave you the finger?
Yeah, flipped him the bird.
Right. Tough guy behind the glass. Why don't you come over here and say that?
Tough guy acting like a wuss begging for food.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. We all need to eat. It's a big protein surge, right?
Get
your credit card up, big boy.
That's 5 tough guys acting like wusses wanting food.
I'll fight everybody in this room right now. Here he comes.
Barry writes in, the Patriots tailgate Yahoo group currently has a block of great lower-level tickets for the Raiders when they play the Pats, of course.
And
is currently coordinating a purchase of tickets for the Chargers game, for those games as well as the 49ers and Seahawks. We're planning tailgate parties that all Pats fans are welcome to attend. To find the club website, go to groups.yahoo.com and search for Patriots tailgate. Barry, aren't you listed on Patriots.com, too? So, anyway, sportgroups.yahoo.com. Search for Patriots Tailgate if you're interested in going to those West Coast games. He can arrange for tickets for those games for Patriots fans.
Is that appropriate? That
you take my seat on the plane if you like.
Selling tickets on our show?
I don't know what's appropriate anymore.
It's not for our
that
games.
That was a blatant advertisement for somebody else's, organization to me.
But it's
I don't know.
Patriots Raiders.
So what? We want as many Patriots fans as we can get there.
Boy, do you
seeing as how they sell half their tickets, we might as well buy the other half.
They only sell half their tickets there?
No, they do a little bit better than that.
The black hole?
They don't get blacked out, so they must, I don't think.
Certainly
only my mom does that, watching Patriots games in New England.
San Diego and Seattle don't only sell half their tickets.
No, no. The Raiders have had
Seattle
some trouble.
Especially. They have great fans.
The Raiders should have some trouble. It's as dysfunctional a franchise has ever graced this planet.
Agreed.
All right.
Dead air. Okay.
Good job, Fred.
I'm got a little gas.
How do you have gas?
Haven't eaten anything.
Well, I haven't eaten anything. I'm drinking a Diet Pepsi, so there's nothing to absorb it. Web radio at Patriots.com. James in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. He said, last week we heard Brady himself say he was ready to play. This had Patriots fans and, of course, the Tampa Bay Bucks thinking he would be on the field Sunday. Instead, he didn't even make the trip. Now, this week, we hear that they are not sure he'll be able to play against the Eagles on Friday. Should we now expect the opposite? Seems that Bill Belichick is playing his Jedi mind tricks again in its only preseason.
No.
So,
I think something happened to Brady. I think there was a physical issue. I don't think this was some elaborate plan in the second preseason game to pull off this hoax of all time.
Call me naive, but I agree. I don't think this was really anything that was planned.
Yeah, and it's no big deal if he doesn't play in the preseason. It's not like this was 2002, you know, when he only had 1 year experience. We know what he can do. He's fine.
So I just assume not have him play then.
So that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
No, if he was fully healthy, I'd rather have him play. If I had my choice, I'd rather have him play a little just to get the rust off and whatnot. But if he's not healthy, I don't want him out there getting
don't
rust
bother.
Off while not at 100%.
Getting rust off while it's knocked off.
Right. You know what I mean?
Sure. Let's see. Bill Berry writes in, first football, then Eric, he says. by now you have discussed Bolden. Antoine.
No.
Anquan.
But he spells it Anakin.
Skywalker? Another Star Wars reference.
If you are for it, Anus here Williams. Is your chance, one by one, to say what the Patriots should give up for him. If you are against it, obviously your answer is a bag of balls before we cut his useless ass. Then, based on your opinion, tell us what you think Arizona would want. Yes, they are saying no
first
trade as
pick.
Loudly as Miami in the Taylor bit. Lastly, why can't these guys be named Joe or Bob? How long will you need to get the right spelling of Anquan?
Really not all that hard, but I don't want them.
You don't want them? Why not?
Cost too much.
It's only money.
Both in compensation and money.
Okay.
Terrific receiver. I just don't think they need him.
And plus,
I think they need him.
It wouldn't hurt.
He would definitely be a good number four receiver.
Yeah. I'm talking about
for what it's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you more than Moss.
Joe Horn might be a better option.
Well, if it costs more than Moss, then I'd probably say no.
I got no interest in
Joe
Horn.
He's not going to agree to a trade to a team that's not going to give him the contract that he wants in Arizona.
Yeah, right.
And that's more than Larry Fitzgerald.
He's not going to get that here. Right.
So is he holding out, or is he just pitching?
I think he said he wanted to trade. He wants to be traded.
Yeah.
And they told him they were going to deal with his contract, and they haven't. Instead, they re-signed Fitzgerald because that was more of a pressing cap issue for them. And that kind of led to a lot of the strife that happened in the offseason. I think Bolden's a very good player, however. And I would certainly take him
on the
team.
But he's going to want too much.
Not if he comes to the Patriots.
Oh, God. Oh,
I'd love
God.
To see Bolden on the back of a Patriots jersey.
Yeah, seeing Bolden on that nameplate.
He's not up there with those.
No, he's no John Lynch.
Yeah. Let's see, Eric. Now
he's not going to break his ankles trying to make a tackle in the first preseason game.
Eric, you have two choices, Rook Show or quitting.
Wow.
Period.
This guy has any say in it.
Bill, that's awfully hard.
Well, this guy does. Fred.
If you're going to quit, be a friggin' man and give Fred 2 weeks' notice. Maybe you have, and not needing 2 months of ego massage like the certain idiot who will remain nameless, and you and Fred are doing this Rook Show bit on air because you want something to talk about during the offseason. If that's the case, good job, guys. I fell for it. since Eric isn't an idiot, I assume Fred and Eric tricked me. There is less than a week left. Do you and Fred have an announcement to make?
They're getting married.
No, Andy, Eric is not gay. He's just big boned. No, I.
We have it all worked out. We're fine. Everyone's
who's
fine.
Who's we? I have yet to be presented with the solution.
Yes, you have.
The solution is you're going with Rook like because he's by himself and he needs someone to co-host.
Every show,
with him.
Frank claims he's yet to be.
Rook is by himself, so that'll fit in with that.
Oh.
No, well, he's married, so he's got to be at least, you know, half.
So he's not asexual.
Right.
No, he's. We need someone. We need a second person on that show.
You'll just have 3 second people on that show. It'll be fine.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You'll see. Don't worry.
I am worried. We have to. You've got to start gearing up for this.
I will for my 1 day a week. It'll be great.
For your 1 day a week?
I told you, there are 3 people. It's all taken care
of. Who's the other two?
That's Gary can fill you in.
Gary's can fill me in?
He's doing fine on his own, I think.
Yeah. Fill me in here.
Gary's still
I'm not here Tuesdays. Belo's covering Tuesdays.
Okay.
I come back on Wednesdays.
Why aren't you here Tuesdays?
You know,
we have to go see you. This is like the fish discussion with him. Every time we have this discussion, you know, have you tried the fish, Paul?
And every single time you get annoyed by it, which is why Frank keeps saying it.
We'll see you next
Tuesday. He's not doing the rotation, Eric?
Who is?
Yes,
we're doing the
rotation. So why does he always have Tuesday off? Sometimes he's going to have to do...
He's going
to
do the Monday every week.
Yes. I might try this week.
So how can he do Monday every week if he's in the rotation?
The rotation starts on
Wednesday.
There's
three other days that the rotation entails.
Rotation starts
Wednesday,
on
Thursday,
Wednesday.
And Friday.
No, I'm talking about...
He'll be in the rotation of that.
So on Sundays, he's never going to do an overnight?
No.
Really?
Just like last year.
How'd you cut that? Is that in your contract?
It's the same deal as last year.
I know it is. That's what you did last year, but I thought this year we were switching
the
it
rotation
up.
Starts on Wednesday. The rotation is Wednesday.
You don't want him
diminishing
overnight?
Diminishing returns on that.
Really? He's not good enough?
No. Yes, Fred. He's not good enough.
Yeah,
fire him immediately.
Plus, you know how many long it would take him to add the commas before the end?
We need
Come
to
on,
be
Andy.
Here overnight. And we need the Mondays off, Andy and I.
They're in their routine with that Monday thing. I'm in my routine with the Tuesday thing.
This has nothing to do with work. This is...
It has, a
no,
lot
it has,
to
it has everything to do with work.
I don't think it's a good idea to have different people editing the pages every week. I think there's a consistency there.
And they've been doing it for so long, they're in a comfort zone. I was comfortable doing the Monday thing last year, so it works out for everybody.
Is this in the best interest of the paper?
It is in the best interest of the paper.
I actually believe that to be true, but it also is in the best interest of Andy and I.
Well, I'm asking the question, is this
in
the
best interest
of the paper?
It is in the best interest of the paper.
You're all in it for yourselves.
And so far, the rotation is working.
To say otherwise
is
saying that we have not done it well in the past.
Five guys, five cats, that's CFW.
Well, we're not using the same system.
Yes,
we
are.
Decided that we were going to do a rotation this year.
We're going
to
do the rotation.
Again, I'm going to try to speak very slowly for you. The rotation starts on Wednesday.
So how long
Except,
are we on here?
Well, what you've done is you amended that to say
no, I haven't
the rotation only applies to during the week. And not on the weekend, not during games.
That's the rotation that we've discussed.
That's what you've decided.
To have different voices on the web. That was the purpose of the rotation.
Right.
I don't think the fans really care who's reading the stories before they go in the paper.
Well, I'm not talking about the fans. I'm talking about what's in the
paper.
But
that was the idea when you and I sat down and we talked about changing the voices on the web. That was the idea behind the rotation.
Will Eric ever do a game story?
In the paper?
Yeah.
If he wants. I don't care. I'll take the week off and do that web update.
A week off?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's the regard you have for the web updates?
On game day, yeah.
No, I'm not talking about game day. I'm talking about during the week.
Brady to Brown, Patriots win.
During the week, we just said we're all gonna rotate. You really don't listen to
us. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Can you read an email?
I think we're
no, don't.
Somebody's at have a meeting. Someone's at the door.
Hi, this is Eddie Mack. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Directory Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day. What the hell are you guys up to now?
That's a good one, Gary. Especially today when the TVs have been going in and out nonstop.
Did you write that for him, the directory part?
The Urban Directory Word of the Day. Well, today's
you can't script something like that.
You guys
that's
up
good.
To now?
Gary originally had a crappy one. I'll say that one. That was eyebrow cleavage, based on Mike's fans. But he came back with a much better one. It's called Banner Elk Surprise. That's Banner Elk Surprise. And I guarantee, when you read it, guys, you're going to have to use your hands to enact what it actually is.
The password is
Banner Elk Surprise. It's very funny.
Reed says,
"What the hell are you guys up to now?"
Yeah,
I thought he was going to say, "What the hell are you guys laughing at?"
Eddie Mac. Eddie Mac's been here since, really, since they built the old stadium,
right.
And he's the TV guy.
Sort of.
Well, I said Eddie, you know, because he's got, I think it's called Foxborough TV. It's like a TV repair company.
Maybe he does. Just drink to get drunk.
And I said, Eddie, you get an HD? He goes, what the hell is HD? let's see. Reed from the Cape says, after listening to Andy's campaign to make number 80, a few names came up, and I was wondering what you guys think of them. Corn Robinson, I know he has had some problems in the past, but he was a key part in Green Bay's offense last season.
Don't want him.
No interest?
No.
He's like Paul.
What's that?
Doesn't he just drink to get drunk?
Oh.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
I thought you were saying he was old, fat, and bald.
Would you have him do everything?
I would have the Bill Belichick conversation with a guy like Corn Robinson. Yeah. I'd kick the tires on that one.
Okay. Joe Horn, he is old, but he has never won a Super Bowl, and he still might have a little playmaker in him.
I'm more interested in him.
I would go with Horn.
I would kick the tires on that one.
I got
as well.
No interest.
Anquan
in
Boldin, as a Patriots fan, I would love it if my team traded a first round pick for a player of his caliber.
Well, that's what it would cost. Compensation wise, and then it would also cost you probably
salary
neighborhood wise. $50 million.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want that.
Terry Glenn, yeah, he's a freaking head case, but he can still play.
He's doing good.
I don't know about Glenn.
I would take him if he didn't have the history here with Bill Belichick.
That one, I think, is, you know, they don't need to have the conversation there. I think Bill probably knows that that's not a good mix.
I know he isn't a wide receiver, but what about Dante Culpepper as a backup? Talked about that earlier. Paul, no interest. Doesn't like him. No one's here crazy about him.
And I was at one time very high on him. I thought he was a lot better than he turned out to be. Evidently, it was all Randy Moss, and I was wrong about that.
Thanks for taking my email, and Eric is gay. Eric, Fred didn't write this. I wrote it to get a rise out of you. So.
You're not giving me a rise. Let me put it that way.
You're a guy. You're a guy, so you probably can't get a rise out of
me. I'm not your type.
He says with his fist clenched and veins popping out of his eyes.
Who's that?
You.
What's that now?
I'm not mad. You're not getting a rise out of me.
Web Brady at Patriots.com. Murray from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Just a simple request. Don't ever stop arguing with each other and straying off of football. It's what makes the podcast great.
See, we need more people to come in and voice that.
Exactly.
Because too many people yell at us for that.
Anyway, since everyone's going nuts about Brady being hurt, I'm just wondering if you guys could discuss which one of you is best suited to replace him. Now we hear all the talk about Castle and Gutz and O'Connell, but we all know that the real backup QB is hosting PFW in Progress, and I just want to know once and for all which one of you it is.
Well, Perillo played quarterback in high school.
No, but Paul and Fred are eliminated because they throw left-handed.
I'm only backing him up with Giselle.
I'm left.
I'd like to back that up.
I'd like to back that up.
is that okay, Gary? There's nothing even resembling a candidate for that job in this room.
Paul and I are lefties, so
that eliminates us
all. All the receivers would have to get used to the reverse spin.
No, they wouldn't, because you're out.
First of all, you're assuming that you would actually be able to put spin on the ball if you threw it.
There's spin, but it's end over end.
That's what I was talking about.
I can throw a football better than you.
Oh, you can throw a football over those mountains?
I can throw it better than you, and you know that.
I've really never seen you
I've proven that in flag football.
Who needs
You've
to do
proven
this?
Proven that
in the bubble.
When did you prove that?
Right.
When I played football, when I was quarterback. Ask anyone. Ask Dollar Bill Nelson.
Ask anyone. I'm the best.
Ask Dollar Bill Nelson.
Now, Dollar Bill Nelson, a lot closer
Dollar
to backing
Nelson
up Tom Brady
up
than
Brady.
Any of us.
Oh, he's money.
That's why they call
him.
That's why I call him Dollar Bill.
Did he play in
he
high
can
school?
Do anything.
He's just a very good all-around
good
athlete.
Yeah.
He's what you think you are.
He's one of those guys that you play pickup basketball, it's like 95 out, and he's dominating, but he's not sweating.
Yeah, because
it really irritates me.
Is he 6'6 or something?
Yeah, he's tall. Pretty tall.
He's 6'4.
He's tall.
Yeah, probably 6'4.
He's
a
good athlete.
Yeah.
He's what you want to be.
Dollar Bill works in our marketing department, in case listeners are wondering who we're talking about.
Which
he's
sure
another
they
guy
were.
That's Bill Nelson's been here for a long, long time.
Okay.
He was here before I was.
Yeah.
Good Bill Nelson talk today.
Really? I didn't think anyone was here before you were.
Fred Gary wants to remind us, courtesy of PFWProgress.com.
PFWProgress.com has a great athletic picture. Did you go to
the,
are you just back from the Olympics?
See how I get
are you
the
just
hips
back
through?
From the Olympics with this kind of form?
See, I get the hips.
You didn't
that?
Hit the ball.
I didn't hit the ball. I noticed you missing a lot of balls that I was pitching to you.
No, you didn't. Yes, I noticed me taking you deep lefty, buddy boy.
Yeah, the one time, the last pitch where I just lofted it in, I wanted to get out of there.
I was killing you.
You
stunk.
That was one hit you
I
had
against me. I thought B-Lo stunk until you came
you
to
had
bat.
One hit. One time you made contact with me.
That's inaccurate.
Out of, what, 50 pitches?
I took you deep like five times.
Once. Once,
we'll
my
find out
friend.
Next
Somebody's
year.
Lying.
Once, him. My friend. Everybody was
He's
here.
Delusional.
I was chasing my kids trying to keep them from jumping in the pool.
And I almost killed the kid with the bomb I hit off you. It was over by the pool.
Montreal Mike in Florida. Hey, did I mention my theory yet? Three times. Really? Are you guys aware of John Lynch's little ritual with his wife? Before every game, she writes a message on a piece of paper.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Oh, we can't?
No, I'm just...
No. This is true. Before every game, she writes a message on a piece of paper, and he can only read it right before the game starts on the field. Kind of corny, if you ask me, but I know
kinda?
What the first message will say. John, you had them all fooled. They think that you can actually still play.
Who said that?
This is Mike from Montreal.
Fred's not happy with Mike.
I hope I'm wrong, just like I was about Sale. But is it just me, or has the free agency pool been thinning out these past few years? This scares me because Bill counts on free agency more than the draft. I'm okay with that because
he
is a genius.
I don't think he counts on free agency more than the draft.
No,
and
I don't think he
the whole
does
team
either.
Is built to the
I
draft.
Don't think it's thinning.
I
it's like a Bill approach. I think it's different every year.
And it's built through it's, trades using draft picks.
But
so
I do
it's
think
built
there's an element of thinning, and not necessarily in numbers, but in caliber. Because I think, and Andy mentioned this early in the show when we talked about Upshaw, but you can always do things with the cap, and teams are figuring that out. And I don't think
guys.
There were as many major cap casualties as there were.
That's
with
right.
The percentage of the cap is increasing, coupled with teams now having a better understanding now 15 years or so into the cap that we are now. I don't think you're seeing that really high-quality player. But Mike's right,
close.
Too. Bill, I don't think, values free agency over the draft. I think he uses free agency to augment his roster. He uses the draft to build it.
Yeah, I don't think. I think.
How's that?
I think he.
That was good.
You know,
wow.
Looks at both.
I didn't listen to any of that, but it sounded really good.
Well, he looks at whichever one gives
him
a better chance of improving that year, whether it's the April draft or the March free agency.
It's,
I mean,
it is.
But
what
I also think. I mean, last year you could get Randy Moss as a free agent. You could get a 50-year cornerback who was an All-Pro.
What did you keep calling it? The perfect storm. Was the term you kept using last
year.
Adalys Thomas, Randy Moss,
right.
Wes, all these guys being available, they had the money, the big increase in the
cap. No, but I'm just saying in general, I think most years there's some pretty good players out there in free agency.
Yeah, I just think the caliber of player has maybe dropped off a little bit, but I don't think it's really that big of a difference.
Yeah,
I think every year there was major talent being let go because they couldn't afford them. And it doesn't seem like you have that many cap casualties anymore to me.
Well, no, I'm just saying regular free agency. Some guys just wait and go to free agency, like Asante Samuel got to free agency, or Randy Moss got to free agency.
But that's an example to me. Is he a player that you think is at the caliber that should be the best free agent available?
Who?
Asante Samuel.
Oh, I think he's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, I think he's
a weak
pro.
I like Samuel.
That's
what happens.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I think 5 years ago, you're talking about Champ Bailey.
Right.
You know,
but
you're talking
Champ Bailey's the one guy. He's the cornerback of his generation.
I'm talking about the best player available in a given year at free agency. I don't think of Asante Samuel as the best. I think a lot of Asante Samuel.
I think he's an
all-pro
corner.
I do. But I don't think that he is I don't think he's at that level.
But I mean, what's the level? I agree he's behind Champ Bailey.
If you go back 5 years ago and you say that, you know, the centerpiece of free agency, I think those players then, you know, the top 2, 3, 4 players then were better than the top 2, 3, 4 players now.
I don't know about that.
I'd have to look it up.
Me
I don't know
too.
Who those players are 5 years
you
ago.
You don't know, and you say no. I don't know, and I say yes.
That's
the way
true.
We work here.
That's true.
Mike finishes up by saying, Horn would look good in a Patriots uniform. I know he has had problems in the past, but so did Dylan, Moss, and others. Besides, we all know that the veterans on the team won't let anybody get out of line. Otherwise, bring back Troy. He could play D-back better than any of those stiffs we've got back there right now.
Sure he can.
So what the average age of the team goes up from 40 to 40.2? Who's counting?
I just think Horn has sort of fallen off with his skills. His numbers have seriously declined. He's had injuries.
He's been hurt a lot, too.
I'm not sure how much he'd help you.
He's a better gamble than Troy Brown.
No chance. He's a stiff.
Let's see.
Stiff.
You're a stiff.
Nick in the UK, about the 16-0 banner. Although I agree that going 16-0 was a special achievement, at the end of the day, it was never the goal of the team. The goal last year, just like this year, is to win the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Creating a banner for 16-0 is basically rewarding a statistic and doesn't have the same feel of a Super Bowl win.
It shouldn't. Well, it's not the same thing.
They didn't win the Super
Bowl.
It shouldn't have the same feel as a Super Bowl.
It would be the same as rewarding another team statistic like most points scored during a season. Are you going to make a banner for that, too? In my heart,
goes in the hall.
In my heart, I want to honor the achievement, but in my head, it makes no sense.
Why? It's never been done.
So based on that logic, we should have banners up there for Brady's two Super Bowl MVPs and Deion Branch's Super Bowl MVP. You don't put banners up for records.
Right. That's what he's saying, isn't it?
No. He's saying that you wouldn't put it up there because it's not a team thing that you won a championship with.
It's not a goal.
It's not a goal. Of course it's not a goal, but you don't put banners up for stats.
I think that's what he was arguing, Paul.
He's saying because they didn't win the championship is why you don't put the banner up. That's what he said.
Championship.
That's exactly what he said. But they didn't win the championship, so it would be like putting up a banner for the most points scored.
And it's ridiculous. That's the point.
And I'm saying it's apples and oranges because you wouldn't put a banner up for stats, period, ever. You don't put them up for the ones that you won when you won the championship either. Right?
No, all right. I see what you're saying.
That's my point.
I thought you were saying he was arguing that.
Oh,
what's the matter?
You gave up too easy, Eric.
No, because instead of doing what you would do there, Eric actually listened to what I was saying and responded instead of changing what I said.
Don't fall into his trap.
I was going to say, Paul's going to fight somebody here.
Don't fall into his trap, Eric.
He just turned from Eric to you.
See how he goes? See how he goes right there? No, see, don't fall into his trap. See, all you got to do is change the words around.
See?
Defending the Patriots.
See, that's what you got to do, see?
Dagmar.
Don't fall into his trap now, Eric.
Dagmar from Miami says three things. One, O'Connell looks more confident in his drives than what Castle has shown this preseason. Let's have a mind in that O'Connell is a rookie, and right now he is like a sponge. He gets as much information as he can and learns from everything as he is also competing for a spot. In my opinion, he has got a very singular talent that Castle doesn't have.
Which is what?
I don't know. He doesn't say it.
Oh.
Two, the U.S.
I love O'Connell, by the way. I think he is the guy they drafted to be Brady
down the line. Definitely.
The second thing he says is the two U.S. 4x100 relay people drop their baton and aren't going to the finals, which is very disappointing.
Don't we always win that one?
I don't know, I guess.
4x100, don't we win that one every time?
Yeah, we always win softball
and
too, Paul.
Three,
but we didn't.
Choking a lot of automatic golds this year.
Go Patriots.
A lot of what?
Well, automatic golds.
That Tyson Gay guy was involved in that drop.
Tyson Gay guy.
And that's the second thing he's disappointed on, right?
He didn't even
make the 100 meter.
Right.
He dropped the baton?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, tough Olympics for him.
I could go down.
He's like the C.J. Jones.
It's good thing he's not
Olympics.
From Colombia. They'd kill him.
He's the what? C.J. Jones of the Olympics?
Right.
C.J. Jones bounced back last week.
No, he did bounce back. But the week before.
Couldn't have been any worse. So.
You know. Let's see. Mario from San Benito. He wants to know, are there any QBs available and who would you bring in for a backup? A lot of people talking about that.
I'm still on the Vinny.
Rewind.
If I can add Vinny Testaverde and Troy Brown, I'm happy.
How about Trent Dilfer?
I just
try to talk him
out
of
retirement.
He's on TV. I'm such in the minority.
Instilled my confidence in myself at the quarterback position.
I have no interest in him.
Which allowed me to come back to Buffalo and step on the field and in my first year make it to
I wish there was some way that we could quantify these different guys.
Well, I don't
know. You
know,
Vinny Testaverde would make everybody feel better. I'd love to see him play 10 games. Go
3-7. I wouldn't. I want to see him play maybe 2.
Two
is my test of early.
But I want to see him play 2, and then you can't. It's imperfect.
At the end of a game.
I want to see him go out and play 2 games. Then I want to see Castle go out and play 2 games, and then I want to be able to analyze the games and tell me, and I want to be able to see what the difference is.
You want so much, Paul.
I know.
All right.
But everybody else seems to think this is a disaster waiting to happen.
When we come back, I want to read an email from Giorgio, who I think is actually Paul Perillo. We'll get back.
The Revolution have been on fire all season long. This summer, don't miss out on the hottest ticket in town. Saturday, August 30th, international superstar and worldwide soccer icon David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy take on the New England Revolution at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. It's the Galaxy's only trip to New England this year and your only chance to see David Beckham. This game sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Get your tickets today. Limited tickets are available to the year's most anticipated match. Start at just $27 and are on sale now. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS. Ticketmaster at 617-931-2222 or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution. Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination. Featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar. A four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and a long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins. When you got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks, and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday. Paul Perillo prides himself on being the old-timer of the PFW crew.
Going back to the 40s of Paul.
Well, let's face it, it's actually Andy who makes fun of Paul for being an old-timer. But just because he was born in the 40s or something, it doesn't exactly mean Paul has all the answers. In fact, it seems like just about everything Paul's come up with, he didn't come up with.
I was going to say he'd rate it the way he should be, too. I was going to say, I read something. This is what I was going to say, just on this topic.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
That's the way I was going to say. That's probably on mission statement right there. Paul. I was going to say, you know why it is.
What's the matter, Paul?
No, I was going to say it was before 85, so. I was going to say that, but I don't even know.
Jeez, Paul, what do you know? We're not sure if you ever had an original thought, and even that your catchphrases might be stolen. Right, Eddie Mac?
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
All right. This next email comes from Giorgio in Florida, and he says it looks
Armani?
Like... it looks like Belichick is taking the audition for the backup spot very seriously. If Castle doesn't get it done, then why not bring in a veteran? And I don't mean to sound crazy, but what about Bledsoe? I heard he was in good shape now, and he must know something about the system. He was offered 3 contracts in the last 12 months to come back. Good insurance, better than Castle. What do you think?
Just don't see it.
I think Paul would have a
you
heart attack.
Horrible.
You didn't write that email, Paul? You
no,
sure?
I don't want to see it happen, and I don't see it happening.
No?
Does anybody think it's a realistic possibility?
I don't see it happening. I think Drew's one of the rare athletes who said, I'm retired, and he's going to stick with his word.
I
applaud
him for that. Bill would want him.
I don't think Bill would want him either.
Bill didn't feel like his skills suited what they wanted to do offensively. Now, maybe it would be a little different, I guess, with Moss now, which turned into just chuck it, and
that'd
you know Bledsoe can just chuck
Coates,
it. But
when he had Coates, and he would just...
Pretty sure he could have done what Brady did in Miami last year.
I could have done what Brady did in Miami last year.
But I don't... Not really. I don't think Bill would want him. And I don't think that Drew is interested in coming back. I think Eric's absolutely right.
He's going to jump my butt.
He had opportunities last year right off of retiring, you know, a month later where it wouldn't have been that big of a gap to come back, and he turned it down. He could have gone to Carolina. Jacksonville called him. They no interest.
Plus he's making money in coffee and wine.
Well, he's
and...
one of the rare athletes that, you know, has a life.
Good for him.
Outside of football. Not a lot of them do.
Good for him.
Are you looking at me?
I don't
good
mean
for
that.
Him?
Yes.
Well, what do you think?
No, I'm serious. I'm not being flipped.
I know you look like you have some shots to take. I mean,
because,
what do you think?
Eric, you're consistent with all your opinions on this show, right?
Well, you think they should
reduce why you turn it
on? Is that that Brady thing that he's going to go?
Yeah, yeah, when he was mad that Brady didn't work out until he wrote it.
While we're
the
all talking about, you know, expanding the regular season, reducing preseason, Eric wants to reduce the regular season to 8 games to give him more time with their family.
See, now the whole time I thought you were getting ready to take a rocket shot at me.
Yeah, I didn't really know where that was going.
Good, Fred. Good.
Fred doesn't like me anymore.
Anymore?
What do you mean anymore?
Well, I don't understand this whole I'm not going to Rook. Do what I have to tell you to do,
Gary.
What'd you say over there, Paper Champion?
I got to agree with Freddie on that.
Oh, talk about people changing their opinions on and off the air.
What'd you say, Paper Champion?
Fred's just looking around.
People are having these conversations, determining the direction of the paper and without me. I don't understand.
What are you talking about?
Coming up with these plans.
Fred. Now you're upsetting.
He's going to work Tuesday. He's going to work Monday. I'm going to drop the kids off on Friday.
You guys, get some quiet over here.
I'll do the big show 3 days a week and Comcast, Friday nights.
3 days a week?
I wish they wanted me.
Did he beg for three?
They don't want me 3 days a week.
Paul was on yesterday. Did very well.
Yeah, because he emailed and said, guys, I didn't die. Can I be on? For some reason, they said, sure.
Not much football talk, though. A lot of baseball talk.
That wasn't really nice.
Larry Johnson was busy.
What? Oh, speaking of not nice. Hey, Gary, how come you don't use my little gay laugh like that? Can you play that? I still don't buy that's really me.
Oh, that's you.
Tickle me, Andy.
That's you.
What is that from? Do you know?
It was one laugh, too.
But what's it from? What?
Someone emailed in and said something about Eric, and you said...
It doesn't sound like me.
I think it sounds exactly like
exactly
you.
Like you.
Then I'm the gay one on this show.
The only thing missing there is the lame
Mark
joke
tape, Gary.
That precedes that laugh right. That you actually say.
You know what we should do? A compilation of his laughs in Mark Capella. that would be...
It'd be like an edition of Sesame Street over here.
Right.
I do sound like a Sesame Street
you
character.
You do.
Tickle me, Elmo.
That's what you
got that big head. You know,
I guess I am kind of shaped like
one. Yeah, you're like a Muppet.
That happens.
Are you
end up hearing yourself on radio and you're like, I sound like that?
You buying that Elmo Live thing? Did you pre-order that?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. There's a new Elmo that's all the rage.
The lovely Elizabeth is taking care of that. No,
$59.99 or $69.99 or something.
Oh, it's a new Tickle Me.
Well, it's called Elmo Live, and it comes out in November.
Remember the rage that was when that first came out? Tickle Me Elmos.
I have enough Elmo stuff.
I mean, parents were getting in fights in toy stores over those.
Yeah. Paul got in fights over diapers.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I'll see her someday. She'll get hers. I'll tell you that story later.
Frank follows up with his earlier email. This is Frank from Old Lynchburg, Tennessee. He says, Jack Daniels is made in Lynchburg, Tennessee, not Old Hickory.
That's why I was pretty sure that we had this conversation. Yeah.
Well, what's made in Old Hickory?
Old Hickory is near the home of President Andrew Jackson, about 15 miles east of Nashville.
Okay.
We might have actually stayed in Old
Andrew
Hickory
Jackson.
When we
So their claim is, quote,
seven?
They're near the home, so they have no claim to fame.
Right. Also, he says, I was referring to the NFL Network. Marshall Faulk is a perfect example. The anti-Patriots mentality is alive and well and being nurtured at the NFL Network. I did not say ESPN. There are plenty of commentators who hold the Patriots in high regard and show tremendous respect for their accomplishments. I have listened to more than a few Patriots game broadcasters from the opposing team's radio crews, and even they commend the Pats in a respectful manner. I remember one commentator from a Redskins radio broadcast who equated Brady's performance to listening to Sinatra sing. I love Brady, watching Brady play football.
52 to nothing, that's why.
I just don't love watching him play against the Redskins. Not all football fans are feeble-minded idiots. I'm not shooting from the hip when I say there's a pervasive feeling throughout the league against the Pats. You would have to be ignorant not to be aware of that. Hear, hear, Frank.
But wait, now the NFL Network is the one that hates the
There's
Patriots?
Some.
I thought it was
ESPN. Oh, some of the, no, the players.
It's everybody.
It's so, the players.
Oh, but that's Network, different. That's a professional jealousy.
But those are the guys doing the announcing.
Oh, no. Keyshawn Johnson?
Marshall
Get off
Faulk,
your knees. You're blowing the broadcast.
Rod Woodson. Please. Merrill, all those guys.
But well, Fred,
oh,
again,
Merrill Hodge is on ESPN.
Well, yeah, crossover. Across the network, he hates them too.
But there are plenty of guys that love them too, Fred. Isn't right. that normal? See, that the problem here is we need it to be 100%. We're not going to be satisfied with less than 100%.
You caught him. He's speechless.
You guys are a lot of fun to listen to and have access that I can only dream about. You'd be surprised.
Those are my favorites, too.
I'm not sure who told me to shut up after my previous email, but I can tell you that just because you have a mic in front of you doesn't make you right, Paul.
I didn't say shut up. I don't tell people
yeah,
to shut
Paul.
Up. That definitely wasn't me.
Who was it?
I think it was the new guy over here.
Oh, shutting up about the bitching about announcers
yes.
on your team? Yeah, shut up about it.
See? It wasn't me.
Stupid.
Shut up.
Apology accepted.
It was FNG.
You two were together.
Why? Because I don't think that everybody's out to get the Patriots?
No, a lot of people are out to get them. Whereas,
who cares? It has no effect on
a lot
the team's
performance.
You don't understand. There's no one out to get the Tennessee Titans.
Of course not. They're irrelevant.
There's no one out to get the Chicago Bears. There's no one even
You don't think there are people out to get the Colts?
No.
No, everybody okay. loves the Colts.
Everybody,
loves,
everybody
right.
loves Tony Dungy, yeah. St. Tony.
Right. But Fred, NFL Network, no one, makes, slurps, no one makes fun of him.
And
no.
don't
well, on this show we do.
Don't you think some of it is tailored to the audience? They know that there's a large audience of the country that wants to hate the Patriots, so they're fueling the
it
audience, feeding
be.
That what they want?
It could be.
You know? I just think when you're on the top, that's you're the lightning
no,
rod,
that's
and
true.
That's what you're going to get.
True.
And they've been on the top for 8 years.
That's true.
That's a long time.
I don't know why, but Kamani is sending me the 10 worst Jerry Angelo draft picks. I have no idea why he's doing that. Why would some...
Did he send us lunch?
Eric?
I don't know, but Cedric Benson's got to be pretty high on
oh,
that
he's
list.
He's in there. Yeah.
Curtis Enos?
Number one is Cedric Benson. Number two is Michael Haynes. Oh, yeah. Number three, Rex Grossman. Number four, David Terrell. Number five, Mark Bradley. Number six, Dusty Dvorak. Number seven, Dan Benzuin. Roosevelt Adams. Okay, so he goes on and
those
on.
Those are all first-round picks?
No.
No.
Just bad picks.
But you can do that with any.
Yeah, everybody has bad picks every draft.
Why, Kamani, why are you sending me this?
That's why.
Kamani lives in
Chicago,
I believe. Picks,
so.
I know,
right.
but this
yeah.
isn't
that,
the
is
Bears Football Weekly. This is Patriots
is
Football
Is that what you see
but
him?
It's Kamani.
We don't care about Jerry Angelo.
Well, you should. He helps you out every once in a while when you need
well,
something.
Well, he did give us Ted Washington.
For nothing.
For nothing. You know, so that's nice.
So we got that going for us.
Let's see. Strippers wants to know if it's true about Eric that he wears the official Patriots Crocs. Do you wear Crocs?
No,
just
Fred.
Before you,
but somebody else in this organization
yeah,
does.
Someone very
I
high
like
up
Crocs.
In the organization wears Crocs.
Who?
Somebody
who
very high
conducts
up.
Press conferences on a daily basis.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I was going higher than that.
Bill wore Crocs to a press conference like
yeah,
very high
press
up
press conferences them. Ago.
Oh, that may be true, too.
You got to talk in the mic, Eric.
Sorry, I was having a private conversation with my friend Andy.
He learned it from watching you.
And the guy who does the press conferences has something I've never seen that they're like fur lined.
Yeah, right.
I've never seen
you
that.
Sure they're Crocs?
Oh, they were
yes,
definitely
they were.
Crocs.
Yes, Fred.
No, because before Crocs they had those other clogs.
No, these
and a lot of the soccer
wooden
players.
Clogs?
Yeah, well, they started as wooden.
No, these are
No, these were Crocs.
These were Crocs with like some
now,
sort of
I guess they could have been
under.
They could have been a competitor. They had the holes in everything.
Yeah,
they
had
the
holes.
They were designed just like them.
They were like a tan color, brown
yeah.
tan.
Those might have been
Crocs.
Lamb's wool in them or something.
Todd wants to say to tell Chris, I'm sorry. I contacted him with his private email address. I thought the webmaster link on Patriots.com would be the same address. My bad.
Don't worry about it, Todd.
And P.S. Eric is doing a much better job on the show lately.
Wow! Look at that.
Whoa!
That's like.
I'm flabbergasted.
See, Todd just felt bad because everybody was mad at him. He hated you. He hated Chris. So he had to, like, kind of fess up.
That's equivalent to the groundswell.
Well, it's true because, yeah.
Well, he's going to do an even better job on Rook's show.
Fred's
on
really
Thursdays,
got
yes, that's right.
With this Rook
I just think it makes sense, doesn't
on
it?
On Thursdays,
of course
yes.
It, does,
it makes perfect sense.
Makes perfect sense.
One day
makes
a week,
a
it's perfect sense.
Gary
right.
has a whole schedule.
You're absolutely right.
Gary
right.
has a schedule?
Yes.
Well, I'd like to see it.
Arrives at 11.
It's a very simple schedule.
I'm pretty sure this will be about the eighth week in a row you've seen it after the show.
You show it to me?
Yes, he did.
You show it to me?
Did I approve it?
Yes, you did.
Oonga Boonga, I need food. You show it to me?
I'm kind of a little lightheaded.
Check it out.
I need sustenance.
I feel
you guys have breakfast? Did you guys have breakfast?
Yeah.
Every day, Fred.
I didn't ask you. I know you do. You probably sit down with your granola and all that stuff.
Living he's right. He's just living right, Fred. That's
he's
all,
in better
that's
shape than all of us.
No,
you know.
Just living right. That's he's living.
I haven't
dream.
Had breakfast since '87.
What makes you think I'm in bad shape?
Can't tell.
No, you, no. Oh.
He
actually,
thinks he's in better shape than
you and Andy are both in
Assam
good
Bolt
shape,
or whatever
but
the guy's
but Eric
name
just
is.
Thinks he's in better shape than
I
no, no, no,
say,
no.
Our listeners
I never included
Bolt.
Mike in that.
Our listeners don't really know Michael. He's very
Michael's
slim.
In shape.
He's in right. good shape.
Apparently,
and
Eric
and
attributes slim to
correct
being
correct me
shape.
If I'm wrong, Mike. You yes. take your wardrobe
that's
seriously.
Not accurate.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. You like buying and
yeah,
wearing
there's
nice
a lot of
clothes.
Similarities between around. These two.
There's nothing wrong with
what,
that.
Where do you
well,
shop?
Except for the just, obvious.
Where do you shop?
Except that Mike gets more tang than anyone I know, and Eric is Eric.
He drinks what they have on the space shuttle.
Yeah, he drinks.
Oh,
something.
Okay.
Would you guys shop?
Laps it up every night.
Where do you shop, Mike, on. For your clothes?
I like Joseph A. Bank actually.
Oh,
yeah,
good, choice.
Good store.
Whoa!
When I get a gift
card
for it,
one in Smithfield.
The shirt you had this weekend at the game. Where'd you get that?
That was, like, from Macy's. That
yeah, you
really
told me it was
$12
on the clearance
yeah,
rack.
Yeah, I, every now and then I hit the clearance racks with some, like, cheap-ass shirts, but Joseph A. Bank's got some quality. This is a Joseph A. Bank wrinkle-free, so wow. we'll test how wrinkle-free it is when I sleep in it
I was going to say, there's a couple of wrinkles in the back already.
All right. It was now, hanging in the gym locker. What
now,
do you want?
I got a guy if you want a tailor.
Yeah, you don't need his guy.
Just no, you don't.
Unless you want your name and your
$900, you get a free shirt.
It's not $900.
Can I get my name on the back of a jersey?
You can do whatever you want. He can do whatever you want.
No, in the inside.
No, but he comes
the inside
in Mike,
pocket of the suit coat.
Take your measurements. Whenever you need a shirt, you
just
call
him up.
That's
how they do pants.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I've done that before. Yeah.
You don't need it.
It's hey, it's nice to have a good suit. Everyone should have.
Everybody
at least
should have
one
yes,
good
one
suit.
Least good suit.
You know? What the hell are you guys up to now?
I have good suits. I just don't wear them on the planes.
Yeah, because
they get wrinkled very
tough,
quickly.
But
right?
I'm going to wear my suit.
Well, that sport coat I had on Saturday was $100. Got a good deal on that.
Good deal.
Including a good Macy's time. 20% off, so good I scored times. A big. I scored a big.
You ever shop at Milton's?
Deal there. Yeah, Milton's is all
what
right.
about Brooks Brothers? You like Brooks
yes.
Brothers?
Yes, Brooks Brothers is the only place you can get like a well fitted polo shirt.
Yeah,
because a lot of polo shirts,
aren't
the sleeves
like
are too short,
right?
And a length is ridiculous.
Bingo, right. You're absolutely right.
You got to go to a good.
You
got to
get
a good polo.
You
got to
get it almost that it's too big for you, and then you look kind of stupid
right.
in it.
Brooks Brothers has probably the best polos I've seen.
Brooks Brothers high end, Gary. You yeah. go to Brooks Brothers, you probably
of course
do.
He does.
You fancy yourself a clothier. As we list down to this Patriots swag.
Let's
Brooks Brothers too high for me.
Fine haberdashery. He's
the only one that could consistently go to Brooks Brothers. And
yeah, I would
he's
say
poor ever since he
I'll
bought those three iPhones.
That
didn't work
okay.
the other day. That didn't work. He had to beg to use Mike's phone
yeah,
in the press box.
He's using my phone in the press box with your new $300 iPhone.
$350.
Yeah, what happened
there?
$350. Get that straightened
calls.
Out.
What's that?
Yeah, you weren't
your
getting
your iPhone in the press box
down there.
It just we have terrible AT&T coverage in the stadium. It's just awful.
We were,
no,
in, Tampa.
We were in Tampa. I had no problem. I had AT&T.
Oh,
I have AT&T as well. I had no
really?
Problem.
Really? You had AT&T?
Yeah, I got right through.
The minute I got on
I
the
made
bus.
Several calls while we were sitting
the minute I
the
got
game.
On the bus, everything was fine. So, I don't know.
Just another iPhone bug, right?
$400 phone that can't make calls.
My phone cost about 11 cents.
But it can identify songs. No, actually,
no,
can't
it
can't.
Sometimes it's that too. The only thing it's proven to do is go wow, wow when he does
yeah,
that gay little lightsaber thing.
Matt has some really, and he's from Springfield, some real awful things to say about Marshall Faulk, which I won't repeat.
Well, he deserves
oh boy.
It. He's a bad guy, Marshall Faulk. I don't like.
But he also
he
says somebody
like
gets a 5-yard run and they're calling out Wilfork and Seymour. Yeah, a 5-yard run actually can happen sometimes. And Matt Queen of the Castles run is over. And please, Eric, go to Rook's show.
The abridged version of the
was
email.
Like the consecutive 5-yard runs.
Yeah, like 10 in a row.
That added up to
and
a 17-play
drive. Right.
Andy from Narragansett, I know it was last show's topic, well, we're actually talking about it again, but I have some few thoughts about the 16-0 banner. Why not have it? It's an amazing achievement and should be recognized. I also agree that the team should have banners for the years they win the division and playoffs.
No, they shouldn't.
Not individual banners, but a banner with the years listed on it.
I like those. The history lesson.
The 16-0 banner should be smaller than the Super Bowl banners. However, seeing as the team is trying to move on and worry about 2008, what's going on in my phone? 2008, does this banner bring up the emotions of 2007? Since they'll always remember every time they look up that they'll really didn't finish in 2007, keep up the great work. So anyway, I think you will remember.
I think you're right about that 50-50 thing. We've gotten a couple of emailers saying they don't like it, a couple saying that they do like it.
Yep.
Eric really getting mad. The veins continue
first
to pop out of his
temples.
First
time ever he's been passionate about
anything. Yeah, this is about as
you don't feel passionate about anything.
I'm not going to fall into that trap. I know where you're going with that one.
I've always wanted to be a
Packer.
That's
bull.
I think I always will be a Packer.
About Favre. You
all
hate
right.
Favre.
So it's 1:45, so, Eric, we do need to get your fact of the day.
We haven't done that for, like, the last four shows, Fred.
Yes, we did.
No, we
That's
haven't.
That's just because Fred's a terrible
almost
host.
Almost every time you give us the fact of the day, it's good. It's something that...
Just because James hasn't updated the website doesn't
I know. It's not
yeah,
part of the thing anymore.
Yeah, you grew up near a lighthouse.
That was the last... That was, like, four shows ago.
Right. Well, we need another one.
We need a fact of the day.
Give me a couple of minutes. I'm not prepared for these, Fred, because, you know, we
it's
haven't been doing
It's your
just
life.
Just
think about something.
I've always wanted to be a Packer.
Don't be jaded.
Oh,
everything, everything about you is new to the fans, so, you know.
All right, just give me a minute. I'll come back to you. I'll get back to you. You want it to be interesting, so give me a second to think.
Yeah, but that ship sailed a long time ago,
see,
so now we'll take anything.
See, that's another example.
Yes,
it has
Fred.
To be something, you know, very interesting.
Right.
You don't understand. We just want to know anything.
What was the first Christmas present you remember?
That was really interesting.
It was probably Legos.
Okay, but that's not the fact.
That doesn't count.
But that would have been a fact if you had come
right.
up with it on your own.
If you had just said, when he said, we need it, you go, the first thing I ever got for Christmas that I remember, Legos. That's a fact.
That would be okay. That would
All
be
right,
okay.
My favorite class in high school. Do you want that? Does
yes.
That, does that count?
Let's do it.
Acting.
Housemaking.
Acting.
Acting. My senior year.
They had a class in your high school for acting?
St. Paul's. They have a class for everything, Fred.
St. Paul's.
The most elite prep school in the country. Of course they have
it. Wow. Is it really?
It is, pretty much. Yeah.
Wow.
That and over Groton.
His own horse.
Whose list said that St. Paul's is the
People
most...
who go to prep schools.
Now, who has gone to St. Paul's?
So snobs.
Who has gone to St. Paul's that made it elite?
Pompous jerks.
I couldn't hear you over the din
so far,
of these other idiots who won't shut their traps.
Besides you, famous people from St. Paul's prep school.
John Kerry.
Yeah.
Hobie Baker.
Yeah.
It's great to be with you. Thank you. Go Red Sox.
Who else?
Oh, that was John
you
Kerry.
You ran out already?
Yeah. No, I was listening to who was the thing over there.
Manny Ortiz.
Good job there.
Judd Nelson from Breakfast Club, the actor.
Went to St. Paul's.
Went to St. Paul's.
So you can stop right there. That's
so
enough for me.
What do you think makes it, because, you know, Phillips Andover.
Fringe celebrities
yeah,
at best.
Those are all among there.
Milton
it's like,
Academy and
right.
all these great places.
Right, that's like
Why
the Ivy
St.
League of
Paul's
prep schools.
Why is St. Paul's the most elite?
Because
Eric went there.
That's one of the reasons, yes.
48 seconds.
He got stuffed in a closet there.
Why is it?
Well, it's like in the Ivies. There's usually
to come out.
Harvard and
felt so at home.
Can't talk on this show, Fred.
Sorry.
Well, you should be used to that.
They bitch when you don't talk, then you talk, and all they do is talk.
I never bitch when
you
don't talk.
Don't let them get you down.
In the Ivy League, there's a cream of the crop of the Ivy League, too, people would admit. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, those are the big three.
Right.
So in the prep school Ivy League, so to speak,
yes,
St. Paul's is one of those three.
So how come you left the best prep school and
didn't
end up in
Ivy
League?
But why? I'm asking why. I mean, I kind of know why Harvard and Yale are, but what made St. Paul's so elite?
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
What, do you have a school paper?
It's hard to say. They do have a school paper. Yes, they do, Gary.
And how did you go from the best prep school of all time to
BU?
I went there. That shows you how unexclusive that is.
BU was pretty tough when we were going there, Paul. During the Silber days, when he kept raising the curriculum every year?
Well, you had to go
again. I'm going to stand
was trying to.
I got in. So
yeah, you got in. But
did you have to go to the College of Basic Studies when
no,
you first got in?
No, I did not.
No, that's,
thank
they
you
really
very
have
much.
That?
Yes. Oh, yeah, they do. For people who kind of really aren't.
See, they'll take your. They'll
smart.
Take anyone's
I'm pretty
money.
Sure Harvard doesn't have a school for people who really aren't.
No, see,
no,
BU. BU would take anyone's money.
To him for.
But if you didn't have.
That's the one who said it.
BU didn't. Would they take anybody's money, but if you didn't have the grades, they put you in the CBS, College of Basic Studies, mm-hmm. until you got your grades up.
That is correct.
That's right.
You go 2 years.
2 years.
CGS,
CBS,
College
you go
of
in.
General Studies.
Right. Well,
it used to be B.
Back in the day, it was.
That's what your degree says?
Was that what you were
in? I wasn't in there.
Don't lie.
Calm.
All,
four,
all
years?
4 years?
All 4 years.
I'm looking it up. I got
3.5 years, graduated semester early.
I got people to check on that for me.
Another example.
And
of why
CBS
BU and Harvard
we
will never be confused.
So how much is St. Paul's tuition
because if
these
there
days?
Was a, some
these
kind of,
days?
I don't know.
Yeah, Brian Moore.
It's got to be
40?
At least probably 30 to 40, I would imagine. I haven't looked, obviously, but it's been a while.
And it's up in New Hampshire?
Concord, yeah.
Concord, New Hampshire?
1,600 acres of woodlands. Right?
Woodlands.
Oh, it's beautiful.
A lot of things happen in those woods. Huh?
All boys.
No,
all boys.
No, no.
What in the hell
started
is
out
going
that
on?
Way.
When,
but
when
no.
You, when
in
you
the
were
70s,
there.
In the se- no, in the 70s it went
college.
Yeah,
so they don't have any athletic fields? It's just woods?
Tons of, of course. Oh. They have a huge athletic program.
Okay.
Huge.
They do. They have one of the best hockey schools in the country.
Your
He's not joking around.
Huge and my huger different.
Yeah, your head is huge. Right.
No, that would
That's
apply to a real huge.
In terms, of hockey, they are huge.
Now, Eric, let Never this be a lesson to you. Even the most mundane things about your life can turn into a discussion.
That's just a comment on our show. Nothing to do with
his
life.
That's more of an indictment of the show.
I think Eric's a little bit more interesting than all of us.
So does Eric, but I don't.
Well, because it's true.
He's more eclectic. He has more. He's more worldly.
There's
more things going
That's
on.
Right.
Yeah, he's definitely more interested than I am. So I would be glad with an Eric fact of the day. I can handle that.
His interests are more worldly.
Thank you, Fred.
Not really.
No?
Yes, really.
Oh, oh Andy, so you haven't read a book since you were 14.
Yeah, and Run Spot Run doesn't count.
Not true. What's the last book you
read? Eric has read one since last season.
Right.
No,
he
read Reagan.
That's
inaccurate.
I've been reading the same book for 30 years.
Where's the little highlighter?
Okay.
It's inaccurate.
What was that, Andy?
For what?
Book? Last book you read?
I'm reading Hold Tight right now.
Hold Tight? Okay.
What are you doing with your other hand?
Your comment about the reading probably should have been directed at me, not Andy. Andy actually does read a little. I don't read.
You don't read? You don't like reading books?
I'm not very good at
it. How about Mike? You like
have you started?
Reading?
I used to read a lot when I was
young.
I'm not very good at it.
We still got to go out of America.
I'm not listening to books.
I'm serious. We got these long flights to the West Coast. We're going to have to do some collaborating on that.
There's a lot of good sports books out there, Paul.
I'm aware
I just got
that.
A Johnny Unitas
a lot of good ones that I want
to
read, too. I'd like to read that Unitas book because I've read part of it in excerpts. And I'd like to read the Joe DiMaggio biography by Kramer. Was it Robert Ben Kramer? Richard Ben Kramer?
Kramer.
I want to read
other
the Babe Ruth.
I got the one with
the
his,
Babe Ruth
quote
by Leigh Montville.
His closest
I hear that's good.
That wrote the book.
It's really positive.
Montville?
I'm no expert, but it's Lee, right?
You want all negativity, of course.
Isn't it Lee Montville?
Lee Montville.
That's what he said.
Lee Montville.
He said
Leigh. I said Leigh Montville.
Lee Montville is one of the tops in my...
Like those things they put on you in Hawaii?
That came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, I'm not all that enamored with Babe Ruth.
It's
Leigh minus CS.
Okay.
Well, it is spelled that way, isn't it?
It is, Eric, have you read the book Black Swan?
No.
Speaking of Barack Obama.
Oh,
come on.
Gary. Now.
It's true.
Come on.
Two genders having a fit back there. Let's see. Diana from Long Island writes in, I just got tickets for the Pats-Jets game week 2, and assuming I don't end up in jail for pushing a Jets fan over the railing or something, I'm going to be heading up to Gillette this year for my first ever Patriots home game.
Woohoo!
Any suggestions on which game I should get tickets for? I'm leaning towards
Broncos.
The Steelers game. Speaking Any of, thoughts?
I agree. Good game to get tickets for.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, that would be good.
Well, the other good
that's
games are on the
best.
Road.
I was going to say, that's probably
you
the best
You got to go to
game,
Indy.
Right?
You got to go to San Diego. That's the best home game.
Yeah, although, Denver.
Broncos
San Diego.
Are a close one.
Who's this?
Can we go to St. Elmo's and we go to Indy?
Is Diana Penny? From Long Island.
Overrated,
Diana?
Mike.
Really?
Overrated.
What?
Weber Grill is where we're going in Indy, right?
No.
St. Elmo's?
Weber Grill. Weber Grill.
Tremendous.
Weber Grill.
Two different types of restaurants, though,
yeah.
right?
In terms of steakhouses, how does
St.
Elmo's
not
St. Elmo's is good.
Very
St. Elmo's was overrated.
Everyone should
overrated.
Go once.
Freddy, it should go once,
Freddy,
but it's overrated.
It has
just
slipped.
So you know.
Why Freddy, is it, in
Freddy,
your, in your eyes, lies, Eric, why is it overrated?
I've had much
eyes?
Better steaks at other steakhouses.
Yeah, but
Freddy,
have you ever had a shrimp cocktail like that?
I don't eat.
No, but he's had a tail like that. Oh,
I'm not even going to answer that,
why don't you eat shrimp?
You want to eat my
I think
salad?
It's the cocktail part.
Have you ever tried it?
I'm not
going to
fall
it's
into your trap.
It's amazing because he likes the...
I'm not going to fall into your trap.
And
I'll
the tail.
Morton's. Morton's is pretty good.
He likes
Morton's.
And the tail, yeah. but he doesn't like cocktail.
But those are more of a chain establishment. That's not...
What? Cocktail's okay.
Mike.
Yes.
We'll
I
go
said
to
that
St. Elmo's.
And the tail.
All right.
We'll go to St. Elmo's.
We're going to the Weber Grill.
I don't really care. I'm just following.
If you want,
I'm not saying that St. Elmo's is overrated. I've never...
I am.
It is.
What kind of steak?
Fred, it has gone downhill.
You had a filet mignon?
Yeah.
Fred,
it was
gone
dry.
Downhill. I've been there five times. The last time
had
was
it
not
a bad
as good.
Night.
It was a bad night, but I...
All of us had a bad
word
night.
Word on the street
then.
Is it's gone downhill.
Really?
Yes.
And Weber Grill?
I can't comment.
Do you like horseradish?
I've been there.
I'm indifferent about horseradish.
Okay. You're not indifferent about this. You feel it. You pay for this horseradish.
I know. You pay
makes
for everything
tier.
You eat.
No. Everybody
oh,
pays for this horseradish.
Eyes.
Out the eyes, the nose, everything.
The Dude Man.
Everything.
Dave Dudek.
Yeah, later everything.
I'm disappointed still that we're 0-1 on Buffalo wings too, in the 2008 season.
Well, then let's go to Duff's when we go to Buffalo.
Duff's. I've never been to Duff's.
Duff's is fantastic.
I've been to Duff's, but Freddie found a nice place.
Yeah, the place really,
wings
is really
good.
Right? Really
right close
around the
to
corner
the,
of our hotel.
Really close. Duff's
yeah,
is
great.
A good ride.
Really good.
Duff's is kind
of
out there.
Forgot the name.
You guys
of place,
probably
right
stayed
around
further.
The
what was
the
name of that
I don't know, but you found it. It was right around the corner from the hotel.
It's like a three-story restaurant.
The only thing wrong with that place was we had a little bit of a wait, but I think if we can get right there and get right out, we'll be fine.
You don't know who we are? Just walk in.
Oh, we wait.
Well, I ended up having to say something, and then we got our table. because Andy was too much of a meow to say. Fred, go talk to the host. Go talk. You sound like my wife. Go talk to the host. Go talk to the host. Say something. This is ridiculous. That's what he sounded like.
I don't say it like that, but I say all of that.
Do you know who I am?
I hate waiting and hate talking to people.
But it's funny because he never shut up. But he's a man of the people. I hate talking to people.
No, I mean in that setting.
You hate everything. Just
you mean
say
in public.
It.
Okay.
Including yourself. You hate everything and you hate everybody.
Why would I hate myself?
Todd says he's willing to apologize, but Chris is not. So
Chris is not willing to apologize.
Chris won't go on the show, Todd. So
Chris has been a little bit of a
meow.
Can the guy who stiffed us on lunch apologize at least?
Wow. Yeah, that stiff hasn't shown up.
What if something happened to that guy?
I'll feel bad.
Too bad. I want my lunch.
If he's dead, I'll feel bad. Hospital.
It better be serious for us to not get lunch. Let's put it that way. He better have a good excuse.
He called the guy? No?
Just no indication. He just says it.
Gary's just standing there, and you took that to mean, oh, he called?
Let's see. Are there any rules governing how many times a player can be placed on the practice squad? Also, if another team signs a player off of a team's practice squad, what compensation, if any, must be given?
Nothing.
Zilch.
Paul, you go over the rules of the practice squad.
Well, the practice squad rules are complicated. Maximum, you could be on the practice squad for 3 years.
Right.
Can't
have played more than eight games in a season?
I think it's six. But I'm not positive on that. There are some restrictions that apply to different situations. You don't know.
They also adjust it, like, every once in a while.
Yeah, you don't owe the other team any compensation if you sign a member of their practice squad. The only requirement would be that you have to have that player on your active roster for at least 3 weeks.
Right. You can't just take him from your one practice squad and put him on another.
Or you can, you have to give him back, right?
Yeah. If you sign someone from another team's practice squad and use them for one game because you're shorthanded or something, you have to keep them for three at least 3 games. And if you don't do that, then I think the guy goes back to the original team that he was on.
John in South Carolina says he'll buy lunch on September 2nd.
Yes. Which is a big day.
So
Return of the Shield on FX, final
season. Agenda. See if he can keep from screwing that one up.
He can't. Terrible in there. Here's where Gary gets defensive and protects his little buddy.
Look at him. He's all...
Papa Bear. Papa Bear's in front.
Don't cry, Dan. It's okay. Don't cry.
I guess they didn't hear what happened in there. They didn't hear that last exchange.
Oh, they didn't hear it? Apparently
not.
They heard it.
They heard your theory 3 times. What'd you say?
Fred didn't find that funny.
Let's see. Strippers wants to know, did anyone see ESPN's top 10 win streaks? Number one... Oh, he only caught the last three. Number one was UCLA. Number two was the Dolphins, 17-0. And number three, OU's win streak in the 50s.
Bud Wilkinson, there's a book I've read. Yeah. Very good book. Never has the word pissant been used more in a book.
He wants to know, where did the Pat streak end up, 18-0, or that regular season streak of 23? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
It wasn't on the list because ESPN hates the Patriots.
No. That's the NFL Network now.
ESPN
hate the Patriots.
I confuse who hates everybody.
Just Paul hates him.
Strippers ESPN? Adds that Don Sweeney is a St. Paul's
Don
graduate.
Sweeney, that's right.
And Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. was a St. Paul's.
A lot of biggies.
Forgot about him, too.
Who the fuck?
Who the heck is that? God.
With 30 seconds left in the show.
Wait,
I am no longer the only member of this show to use that word.
He was on the mod squad.
I don't think I said it. I said,
was that him? Was that or the man from Uncle?
He was the head guy on the mod squad.
I don't think he was on the mod squad.
I think it was the man from Uncle.
I don't think he was on the mod squad.
It was the man from Uncle, wasn't it?
No.
Boy, he's real famous. You guys are arguing about who he is.
Gary. It's one of those TV shows.
I am the Zimbalist Jr.
Yeah, forget about Don Sweeney.
10 seconds left in the show.
I don't care about the show. I just care about the stupid argument.
You don't care about this show, Paul?
Only the stupid arguments on this show. You really don't know me at all, do you?
I believe his daughter was on Remington Steele with Pierce Brosnan.
Yes, that's correct, too. Stephanie.
Kamani's mad at me because I made fun of him because
that was Eric.
Emailed something that didn't make sense. He said, Fred, if what I send you doesn't fit in with the agenda, just don't read it. You don't have to go
Good
on
point.
Like I'm some kind of a-hole.
I love the tone that he reads it in.
Catherine Oxenberg. Fred, you remember her? Catherine Oxenberg, another actress, famous actress.
I've heard the name, yeah.
She's another one.
She's one of those 80s girl. Shows, like L.A. Law or one of those.
So let me ask you a question, Eric.
What do Paul's, what do Eric's school and like Celebrity Fat Camp have in common? No one famous ever went there.
Are you rich?
Don't you worry about that.
Are you rich?
Don't worry about that, Fred.
I'm not going to get into that.
Don't ask about the business.
There's a moratorium on that.
But,
yes,
you know,
Fred.
It sounds like all these elite kids go there. You know?
That's true, but not every kid who goes there is an elitist.
Jindalist over there.
You like,
or elite.
Were you an affirmative action type of...
I had some help. Let's just put it that way.
Affirmative action.
I had
He's
some
whitest guy I've ever seen.
That's not the group I was talking about.
Oh. Financial aid, is that what you were talking about,
they didn't
about,
look
Fred?
Kindly upon homosexuals 20 years ago.
Oh, see, I was talking about Italians.
Certainly not impressive.
There were only three of us
prep
when
schools.
I got there.
That's why he got ridiculed and made fun of.
Oh, Paul.
What? All right, that's going to be it for this edition of...
Thank God.
Whatever the show is, and Andy... We'll see you next Tuesday.
The guys welcome the leg with open arms.
Now, make sure we have plenty of cold cuts and put some beer on ice.
We're not quite sure if they'll fit in.
I'm a vegetarian, and I don't drink.
Are you sure you're here voluntarily?
Patriots.com Radio. Welcome to-